Good morning. It is Wednesday, February 26, 2014. I will now call the Dallas City Council agenda meeting to order, 9:05 a.m. Welcome all. We will begin with our invocation, followed by the pledge led by Councilman Medrano. Our invocation will be led by Randy Thompson, Associate Pastor of Fellowship Bible Church, a graduate of Dallas Theological Seminary. Randy and his wife, Jennifer, have called home for 6 years, and they live in Lake Highlands. The church is in Councilwoman Gates District in District 13. They have twin daughters born just last year. Thank you very much, Pastor Thompson, for being here. Please lead us, and would everybody rise? Thank you.
Father, you alone are good. Thank you for this morning and for your goodness to each of us, for it is in you that we move and breathe and have our being. I pray that your goodness would be evident to each of us today. True wisdom comes from you alone, and I pray that all in this room would turn towards you, that you would pour out your spirit upon us. I pray that all who take care of our city, those here today, those serving around the city, and those charged to protect us, would sense your love today. Be with them and give them the courage to love others as exemplified by Christ. I pray that we would humble ourselves before you and that you would guide the mayor and the council as they seek to lead our city. Lavish your grace on the council today, leading the members to renounce those things that are not of you and to stand instead for what is right, that this meeting would be a step toward a more peaceful, lovely, just, and beautiful Dallas. Thank you for the hope you provide in your Son, Jesus, and for the salvation that he alone can give. To you, the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Mr. Medrano. To the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. One of our council members is not here today, Mr. Griggs. And the reason is that he and his wife are proud parents of a new baby. I want to congratulate Scott and Mariana, who gave birth to their first child, Catalina. We're excited about a new future council member in the city of Dallas. So congratulations. With that, we will begin our morning speakers. Ms. Rios.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I believe that Council Member Medrano would like to be recognized.
Thank you. Thank you, Rosa. Thank you, Mayor. Council members, I would like to suspend the rules this morning to allow all speakers that are here to speak on behalf of the LGBT resolution address the council this morning.
Second. Are you asking me to rule on this or take a vote?
Rule.
Okay. So are you asking for everyone that has signed up to talk about LGBT to vote?
Yes, sir.
All right. So let's see a show of hands. If you can read, Ms. Rios, or just stand up if you're on this list. Would you read the list, everybody that signed up with LGBT next to their name?
All right. I'm going to read the names of those that registered. Those are the individuals we're talking about.
Yeah, go ahead and sit down. When we raise you, call your name. Ma'am, thank you. Appreciate it. If you could sit down, please. Please. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Your registered speakers for the morning session on the item is CeCe Cox, C.D. Kirvin, Neil Gaither, Omar Narvaez, Steve Rudner, Stephen Sprinkle, and Jim Mitulski.
Okay.
We also have individuals that registered for the afternoon on the issue. We have Olive Scott, Alvin Fuller, Darmonica Alexander, and Juan Martin.
Okay.
So if I read your name, would you please stand up?
And we missed one, Patty Fink. She's here too.
Patty
Patty's here. Saw Patty. Okay.
Okay, Patty.
So we
you.
Have these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And what's your name, sir? Matulski? Thank you. All right. Why don't you guys come on down? We'll do that, I think. That's good. That makes sense?
Thank you.
No. He just asked me to rule. That's good. Come on down, you guys. Just a second. Let me see. 1, 2. Hey. 2, 4, 6. I'm sorry. Is Paul here?
Apostle Paul is actually on another issue, so I apologize.
Is Paul here?
Mr. Sokol.
Paul, come on. You're first. You signed up first, so you go first, and then we'll do this. Yeah. Why don't we take our little rope off on the front so they can sit down while everybody speaks? Thank you. Paul, you've got 3 minutes.
Mayor Rawlings, I want to thank you for letting me come before the board, or the city council, rather. I moved here in 1978, so I haven't lived my whole life here, but I have lived the majority of my life here. Dallas has given me the gift of a great life. They've also given me the gift of a couple of nice checks from the Trinity River Photography Contest. So I wanted to give a gift back to the city. A print of my latest panorama, and in keeping with our theme of big in Dallas, it's a very large print. It's too big for my house, but I'm hoping you can find a place around here to hang it.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Sokol. Do you want to take it out and show the council? Boy, that is big. If somebody could give him a hand to turn it around. That's beautiful. Paul, we will find a place at City Hall for that. So thank you so much. If you can take it right over here, and Amanda will take it back. Beautiful work. Thank you for making Dallas better. Mr. Medrano, did you want to say that?
One thing, I just saw a former council member of District 14, Valletta Lil, here, and I want to thank her for support and being here this morning. Thank you, Valletta.
All right. Thank you. So, Cece, you're first. I think Ms. Rios will call you. Sorry.
Thank you. 3 minutes,
Mr. Mayor? But, yeah, please. They can have their time.
Thank you. All right. Your first speaker is Cece Cox, and Ms. Cox will be followed by C.D. Curvin. So please step up to the podium. State your name and address for the record, as well. It's going to be very important that all the speakers stay to the topic for which they registered. Please address your comments to Mayor Rawlings. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Cece Cox, 2701 Reagan Street, Dallas, Texas, 75219. I'm the CEO of Resource Center. The center is one of the country's largest providers of programs and services for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community. In preparing my remarks today, I took about a 20-year trip down memory lane, but it goes by pretty fast. And I thought about the times when City Council and the City of Dallas had faced issues in which they had the opportunity to stand up for equality and equity for its LGBT citizens. I went to 1993 when the city had to explain why it would not hire a lesbian candidate for the police force. I went to 1995 when the City Council had before it an ordinance to add in sexual orientation into its non-discrimination policy. And some of the people in chambers today, along with me, back in those times, saw parents and children wearing buttons that looked a lot like this. Young children whose parents endorsed them wearing buttons like this. We're not there anymore. City Council stood up, did the right thing, added sexual orientation into the categories of non-discrimination. And that was a moment that made me very proud of our city. The discussions were difficult. They were sometimes contentious. But this city has a history of standing up for equality. And that's where we are today. There's an opportunity to do the right thing in the resolution that is before you. It's a chance to stand up for equality and equity. As good as the city ordinance is that's on the books, the benefits for LGBT employees of the city and the equality for citizens in the city are not equal to our heterosexual counterparts. This is an opportunity to address those inequalities. The resolution before you is important. It's not law. You're not being asked to pass a law. You are faced with an opportunity to say that you stand for equality for the LGBT citizens that you represent, that live in this city, and that work for this city, and for the visitors that want to come here. It's asking you to support equality. It is authorizing the city manager to look at what it would be like to implement things to make that equality become alive and not just be on a piece of paper. In many ways, it's strictly administrative. And you're not alone. Other cities have done this. You have expertise you can look to just down the road in Fort Worth, as well as other municipalities. So this is a great opportunity that's before you. I know a lot of thought has gone into it. A lot of you have contributed to where it is right now, and I appreciate you taking the time and thoughtfulness and asking the questions to address it and the leadership that has been shown by Councilman Medrano and others who have worked on this issue tirelessly. Please vote in favor of it on March the 5th.
Thank you.
Your next speaker is C.D. Kirbin.
My name is C.D. Kirbin. My address is 8712 Whitfield Court, Dallas, Texas, 75249. I'm wearing this shirt because Principle 6 was something that our athletes in the Olympics wore and supporters of those athletes and their families wore because they faced discrimination in Russia from a tyrant called Putin. And I'm going to show the audience. Every country should adhere to these type of principles. Little did I know that I would be facing a little bit of Russia right here in Dallas, Texas. I can't tell you how many times I've come up here, spoke beautiful words, and hoped that the people sitting behind that desk in those seats would do the right thing. And today I'm going to leave the pretty words for everybody else. I do appreciate the mayor and the city council for allowing us to speak our mind and speak up for our community, but you have to understand there's a severe, tense frustration within our community because you are elected officials and not just elected for straight communities or for your own political affiliations. For several years, our community and I have placed our confidence in elected officials like yourself, taking for granted you would represent our interests as well, our families. Meeting after meeting, month after month, time after time, we've worked with you hand in hand in hopes that you would do the right thing. But like W.E.B. Du Bois once said, a system cannot fail those it was never meant to protect. So we tried to help you build something to protect our children, ourselves, and our families. We helped you build something in hopes that we would see justice here in the city of Dallas, because after all, it's supposed to be a progressive city. And this is embarrassing that I could be, that our athletes could be wearing Principle 6 and I could be wearing Principle 6 here. But I believe behind this is a political aspiration of some who will seek higher office. Now here we are again at an impasse, and I speak neither from pride or from a twisted, two-faced tongue looking for artful political ambitions. I'm speaking to representatives that I hope take in consideration our children and our mothers and daughters, cousins, families, and best friends, and not just put a sign out there that says the city of Dallas is only for straight families. I'm tired of being mistreated, lied to, misinformed, and I'm tired of the political games when it comes to serious matters as equality and justice for a progressive city. There's too many companies and two other communities within Texas that adhere to this basic value principle that only says that you stand behind all of your constituents. You're not doing anything special. And I'm sure some of the people in this room have LGBT people in their family. God meant for you, and our rights were meant, the constitutional protections for your religious freedom was meant to protect your freedom, not as a sword to cut and kill my freedom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next speaker is Nell Gaither.
Thank you for letting me speak, Mr. Mayor and members of the City Council. My name is Nell Gaither. I live at 2116 Siesta Drive, Dallas, Texas, 75224. And I'm president of Trans Pride Initiative. We are an organization that provides support for transgender and gender nonconforming persons in areas of housing, health care, education, and employment. After his cancer diagnosis and just a few months before his death, the educator Randy Pausch gave his last lecture on important lessons learned in life. He said that the key question to keep asking is, are you spending time on the right things? Because time is all you have. You see behind me here today a number of people spending their time on advancing equality for all. And each and every one of us knows very well that this is one of those right things. In early 2012, nearly 400 mayors from 38 states spent a little time on another right thing by signing a pledge to support the freedom to marry as a basic human right. These mayors understood their voices help advance civil rights for all. In Dallas, doing so was dismissed as simplistic and not substantive. Last summer, a resolution made more substantive with the addition of workplace equality garnered enough signatures to be placed on the City Council agenda, but behind-the-scenes finagling was used to block it. It would have taken 30 minutes to discuss, vote on, likely pass, and move on to other business. Instead, a darkly comic effort was made to justify the mayor's presence while in Brazil. Hours were spent in heated deliberation at City Council. The city's relations with the LGBT community were further damaged, and the resulting negative press about the city's stance on LGBT policy continues today. So spending 30 minutes would be a misuse of City Council's time, but apparently the hours and days spent opposing the effort then and since have not been a use of the time. In response to the defeat of that measure, and with instruction and assistance from council members, the LGBT task force worked with the city, with city staff to reach an agreement on the best way to move a truly meaningful resolution forward. Three presentations were made to the Budget, Finance, and Audit Committee overseeing the process, and by a 4-to-1 decision, the resolution was sent to the full council for a vote. All involved agreed this effort was spending time on the right things. While making public statements in support of this work, some of our representatives at the city sought a secret session to avoid public exposure of their true opposition under the guise of trumped-up legal questions. The purpose is clear: to alter and weaken the substantive resolution into something simplistic and a misuse of City Council time, which can, in the end, be dismissed again. This is political expediency built on a crumbling foundation of power and privilege that blindly refuses to accept the truth of the diversity of human lives and human loves.
Thank you.
Your next speaker, Omar Narvaez.
Good morning. My name is Omar Narvaez, and I reside at 9309 Lindbrook Drive in the heart of District 10. And thank you for letting me speak. I am a longtime member of the Dallas LGBT Task Force, and we have been working on these issues for a long time. And I want to tell you a little story. It's about a 5-year-old boy who remembered asking his mom, how should I live when I go to kindergarten? How should this little boy promote himself when he goes for the first time in front of a huge new group of people? And mom said, do to others the way you want them to do to you. And this 5-year-old boy went to kindergarten, met different people, met all different types of boys and girls and races and religions, and was excited about it because we were a melting pot. And then the teacher told us about people in the United States coming from all different backgrounds. We're black, we're brown, we're white, we're yellow, we're Muslim, we're Christian, we're Buddhist. Told us so many different things about all of our differences and how we should embrace those. And it dawned on me that Mama said, do to others the way you want them to do to you. And so this little boy has lived his life like that, doing unto others the way he wants people to do to him. This resolution is not a binding resolution. It was written so that we could do work as a city, together, openly, honestly. Back in June, this room was filled with red. And we were told, you didn't do it the right way. You didn't come to us the right way. You have to go and do it a different way than all other communities. Not doing to others the way we should do to ourselves, right? This committee, this city council told us, go through someone else. And some of those representatives stood up and said, go through my committee. We'll work on it. And I want to personally thank Mr. Mayor. I want to personally thank Councilmember Allen, because he did what he said he'd do. He started an open and honest dialogue in his committee where we could see and understand the issues facing the LGBT community. Now, that 5-year-old boy is standing in front of you, and he's 40, and he's still doing onto others the way he wants them to do onto you. Still believe that. Mama was right. I think all of us were probably told that. Still do it. We take care of each other. This community that you see here, look at it, how diverse and beautiful it is. All different walks of life. All we're asking is for an equal chance. Elevate us up to where you already have. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, City Council. And please pass this resolution without any changes.
Thank you.
Your next speaker is Patty Fink. Ms. Fink will be followed by Steve Rudner.
Good morning, Council and Mayor.
Good morning.
My name is Patty Fink, and I live at 324 Easton Road, Dallas 75218, and I reside in District 9. We've been here before, and I know other speakers have just spoken about that, but I want to speak to the higher calling here we have today with this resolution. The City of Dallas has made a commitment through its ordinance and its city policies for its employees thus far that they should be treated equally in this city. They should be treated equally in this city. They should have that right. And it disturbs me when I hear anyone say that, you know, things like, well, they're just gays or lesbians. That's disturbing to me. We don't say that, oh, they're just black, or they're just Hispanic, or they're just Jewish. I mean, that's not how we operate in the city, when we're better than that. You know, and things like, I can't think of the phrase now, but talking about our community as if we need to do something in order to get our rights, that they've not done anything special or extra to get these rights. And I don't see anyone here in this room or in the gallery who has done anything extra or special to get their basic rights. And so I call on you today to pass this resolution because it's the right thing to do. I just want to read a couple of words from someone who couldn't be here today that I think are very poignant. Please support the LGBT equality resolution. This is important for our city. It is 2014 and time to stand up for the rights of all Dallas citizens. As the mother of and father of an open, loving member of the LGBT community, we are embarrassed by our city's current policies with regard to this population. The LGBT community is no different than the rest of us and deserves equality. If we want to be a vibrant community that honors the gifts of all its people, let's act that way and treat everyone with the dignity and respect they deserve. Take the baby step this resolution is seeking. Do not act in fear. Act with honor. Signed, Ellen Magnus and the Honorable Rick Magnus. So I join with them today and urge you to do the right thing. Do the honorable thing. This is not about iniquities. This is about inequities. This is not about disparaging others. It's about disparate treatment that needs to be equalized. And I think we all know the meaning of a right. It's innate to us. We have our civil rights that should be granted to us by all. And that includes all of us, including the LGBT community. And so I urge you today to vote swiftly and clearly on this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next speaker, Steve Rudner.
Good morning, Mayor and members of the council. I'm Steve Rudner. I live at 6346 Woodland Drive, Preston Hollow in Kelsman Gates District. Live there with my wife and three kids. I'm here today in my capacity as president of the Equality Texas Foundation with a simple point to make. I believe that all three of my children are entitled to be treated equally by the city of Dallas. I believe that if they all grew up and wanted to work for the city, that each of them should be entitled to claim their spouse as their beneficiary under their pension plan. I believe that each of them, if they decided to work for the city of Dallas, should be entitled to do the same thing with their insurance policy. And it is not possible for me to explain to my sons, to one of my sons, that his twin brother can have that right here in Dallas, but that he cannot have that right because he's gay. It is not possible for me to explain why the city of Dallas treats one of my children as a second-class citizen. I'm not looking for special rights for my children and for all of the citizens of this city. I'm looking for them all to be treated equally. Mr. Mayor and members of the council, the eyes of the world are upon you. This is a historic moment. Will we be a community that fosters discrimination and be shunned by the whole world, as you see happening in Arizona? Or will we be a city that is open, inclusive, tolerant, attractive to employers and academics? Will we be a city that clings to the prejudice of history and is known for clinging on to the dying vestiges of discrimination? Or will we take our rightful place as a city that is welcoming? Members, this is not about theory, and this is not about politics. This is about my son. This is about your neighbor, the person who sits next to you at church, your niece, your nephew, your grandchild, the person who serves you at your restaurant, every one of whom deserves to be respected and treated equally by the city in all regards. Please pass this resolution.
Thank you.
Your next speaker, Stephen Sprinkle. Stephen Sprinkle. Mr. Sprinkle will be followed by Jim Natolsky.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and thank you, City Council. My name is Stephen Sprinkle. I reside at 3141 Maple Leaf Lane here in the city of Dallas, right in the heart of District 3. And I wish to rise to speak in favor of the passage of the LGBT resolution on the 5th of March. My predecessors have gone through a whole series of valid arguments, including very passionate and very personally held ones. I'm a theologian, which means I think about God and I talk about God. I teach practical theology at Bright Divinity School at Texas Christian University and live in a community that is dedicated to the equality of all people. I believe you are too. Of course, we're speaking about a resolution here that is non-binding. But there is something that is binding upon the whole human family. The whole human family was created in the image and the likeness of God. I realize that that is a faith affirmation and assertion. But I believe that many in this room hold it. And I can assure you that many in the LGBTQ community hold it with equal fervency to anyone who professes faith in God in any other community. We were created in the image and the likeness of God, which is the basis in Western jurisprudence for every form of equality that we now celebrate and embrace as rights in cities and states and nations. It is true that the eyes of the whole world are upon us here in Dallas, with controversies brewing in states just to the north of us, Kansas and Oklahoma. And just to the west of us in Arizona, I appeal to you to reconsider if you indeed oppose this resolution and consider the argument that Omar made so eloquently before me. I don't know what kind of a faithful person you are, but I'm a golden rule person. Just like Omar, I believe that you ought to do unto others as you wish that others would do unto you. And it's on the basis of that appeal that I hope that you will consider your vote that you will consider a faith claim binding upon you too, and stand up for the equality of all the citizens of Dallas, Texas. We appreciate you and everything you do, and we're also watching and voting. Thank you very much.
Jim Matulski.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you. My name is Reverend Jim Matulski, and I live at 3707 Royal Lane, Dallas, Texas, 75229. And I'm here as the pastor of the Cathedral of Hope United Church of Christ in Oaklawn. I know that there has been religious opposition to this, and that religious people have principal opposition to it, but I want to speak to you as a Christian, as a pastor, and as a pastor of a gay and lesbian church. We have 4,000 members at Cathedral of Hope, most of whom are gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender Christians, as well as our friends and families who stand with us in solidarity. We are gay and straight together, as the city of Dallas is also gay and straight together. At Cathedral of Hope, our Christian faith recognizes the dignity and worth of all people. We affirm as Christians that all people, including gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender people, deserve equal rights and treatment. And our faith in Jesus Christ compels us to oppose all forms of oppression, prejudice, and bigotry. We just completed a month-long celebration of Black History Month, where we learned about Sojourner Truth and Fannie Lou Hamer and our own Barbara Jordan, Texas legislator, who was also herself a lesbian, who proclaimed resistance in the face of discrimination. At Cathedral of Hope, we are committed to anti-racism, anti-oppression, pro-reconciliation work, and we see those best principles embodied in this resolution. I'm not here to ask you to legislate our religious beliefs on you or other people, though our religious beliefs do support GLBT equality and inclusion. The Constitution of the United States expresses this belief, and we are asking you to recognize the law by supporting this resolution. Make us proud today to be residents of Dallas. Set a standard. Be leaders in this quest for human rights. Our Constitution already affirms it, and we ask you to put us in the forefront. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, those were the speakers registered for the morning session.
Thank you. And it's great to have you all here. Ms. Davis.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Can I have John Rogers to come up, please? Are we going into executive session?
Yeah, later
okay.
We are.
Okay. Well, just John, then I'll wait because we're going to go into executive session. I have some questions and
thank
I'll ask
you. We'll take that up in executive session. Thank you. Thank you. We'll move on, but I think Mr. Carraway wanted to introduce somebody.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. Let me just say that, Mayor, you're doing a tremendous job as relate to domestic violence, and I want to publicly acknowledge that. I would want to ask for Ms. Deborah Nixon Bowles and Ms. Cheryl Branch, if you would please stand, if you're in the audience. Ms. Bowles is with Women Call Moses, just can remain standing, and Ms. Sherilyn Branch is with the Healing Branch. And then if you'd ask your folks that are with you to stand. And while you all are standing there, Mayor, the people that you see standing, the young, beautiful ladies and gentlemen that you see standing, they're all victims of domestic abuse and domestic violence. I've asked them to come so that you could see and be credited with your move and Ms. Gates as relate to the domestic violence. They are standing extremely strong, trying to do daily things that other organizations are not doing, but we do need to continue to celebrate with the Family Place, Verizon, who have stepped up to the plate, and Genesis Women's Shelter. But then there are still others. And what I'm going to ask you, Mayor, and Ms. Gates, if we can get your office to get with the people that are represented here today so that we can include them in on the march to end domestic violence. They also need to have some type of funding. I don't know what the program is, but certainly when you see all of these beautiful ladies here, that have come to City Hall today under the call of the Stop of Domestic Violence. We want to recognize them, show them to the world, show them to you and to Ms. Gates and to our public, and seek some support so that they too can be a part of stopping domestic violence. So thank you, Ms. Mixon. Someone's going to get with you. Sam Merger's going to get with you in just a little bit.
Thank you, and we'll get with you, and it's great to have you here this morning.
Mayor, if Sam can just get with him very quickly so we can get the information and we can exchange it.
Yeah, I think Ms. Gates is taking care of this. Okay? Thank you. Ms. Rios, first item.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Your first item is approval of minutes of the February 12, 2014 City Council meeting.
We had a motion and second. Are there any edits, additions? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Next, you have your consent agenda. Your consent agenda consists of items number 2 through 59 and addendum items number 1 through 10. Agenda item number 48 is pulled by Councilmember Kingston for individual consideration. Councilmember Grayson is pulling agenda item number 51 for individual consideration. Also, the City Attorney's Office has advised that addendum item number 2 must be considered after addendum item number 15, which is an individual item, is considered. Therefore, that will be held to the afternoon to be considered after addendum item number 15. So your consent agenda consists of agenda items number 2 through 47, 49, and 50, 52 through 59, and addendum items number 1 and 3 through 10.
We've got a motion to approve. Do we have a second? We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Agenda item number 48 is an ordinance granting a revocable license to Clayera, Inc. for the installation, use, and maintenance of a total of approximately 190 square feet of land for a canopy with a sign and landscaping located on portions of Greenville Avenue near its intersection with Goodwin Avenue. Councilmember Kingston pulled the item.
Yeah, recognize Councilman Kingston.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. What's going on, AC, what's going on with the valet stand at this location?
I think I'll need some help from Ryan on that. I know he's been working on that.
Well, I think Donzel also. They yes. Probably have this under control.
Good morning, Mr. Kingston.
Hey, thanks for being here.
Donzel Gibson, Dallas Police Department. The valet over at Greenville Avenue, we're going to wait until, after the St. Patty's Day parade.
Okay. And then we're gonna experiment with moving it to Goodwin.
Right. The valet stand currently is directly off of Greenville Avenue, mm-hmm. but we're going to pilot off of Goodwin, which is the side street adjacent.
Okay. And this is just, is this a renewal of their awning license, or is this a new structure there? I'm sorry, I asked questions that required a team to answer. Thanks, Bonnie.
That's okay. Good morning, Bonnie Meter. This canopy went up under a temporary license.
Okay.
And so this is just to make it a permanent license.
Okay. Thank you, AC. Mr. Mayor, motion to approve.
We got a motion and second. Any discussion? Mr. Carraway.
Yes. Before you all leave, it has nothing to do with this particular, but since we're talking about parking.
No, let's, we got to stay on topic.
I'm on target. The 1011
grill. Grayson will get mad at me.
The 1011 grill on Corinth at Lamar.
That's not this item.
It is. What I would like for you all to do is figure out, like we're going around figuring out everybody else's parking and solving problems. Let's solve that problem. Mayor, I've been dealing with this for 2 years.
Thank you. Ryan, would you talk to Mr. Caraway right over here?
Have been talking to me for 2 years.
I got it.
And the man that owns this place has and
thank you.
Teresa, would you please come to the mic?
No.
Would you please come to the microphone and let me just address it? It is true, Mayor. I should not have to be arguing for 2 years to get a man's permit to park
And then when other people can come up, we can just solve their parking problems. No. Will y'all please solve the problem that you know that I'm talking about? And how long have we been talking about it? Now, either I'll do something else different.
All right. Did you hear that? Thank you. Appreciate it. Next item. Oh, wait. We had a vote, a motion and a second. All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried. Okay.
Agenda item number 51 is authorize a professional services contract with Hewitt Zollers, Inc. for engineering design services associated with the Trinity Parkway Borough Area Phase 1 Lakes project. Councilmember Grayson pulled the item.
Thank you all. Recognize Ms. Grayson.
Thank you, Mayor. You know, every once in a while an item comes along here. I think most of us know what we're going to do most of the time on most items, but every once in a while an item comes along that I'm just not sure how I'm going to vote on, and this is one of them. When we first got briefed in the Trinity and Transportation Committee meeting about the possibility of starting on the lakes, I was just so excited. I thought, hooray, that's the part of the Trinity project that I voted for back in 1998. I was so excited that we may be getting a lake over there. Well, we're going to be getting lakes, sort of. It's a start. They're very, very small. And the hope, not the certainty, but the hope, is that someday they'll get bigger. So I'd like to go along with that hope and think, okay, you know, there's this possibility that we'll have more than these, like, big puddles there at some point. But what we will have with the beginning of these lakes is we're going to start the bench that holds the Trinity Parkway. We can't finish the bench because we need to excavate the lakes in order to have the dirt to build the bench for the parkway, which is the element of the project that I've always been totally opposed to. So if I support the lakes, I'm getting the bench. Don't want the bench because I don't want the road. We can't continue to build the bench unless we continue to excavate the lakes. So these two items in the Trinity project are totally linked. In order to get bigger lakes, we get a bench for a road that I don't want. But we can't finish the bench unless we finish the lakes, and I'd like to finish the lakes. So this is one of those things that I'm conflicted on, but I pulled it because in the end, I'm going to vote against it just because we heard so much more detail from staff in our committee meetings about how difficult it's going to be to ever expand these lakes. We have to have a 200-foot distance between the river and the edge of the lake, otherwise we won't be able to build the lake. We have to deal with the existing piers under the bridges, which aren't built into bedrock, and so they'd have to be reinforced to the tune of $1 million per pier. We don't have that money. It all makes me believe that it's highly unlikely we're ever going to get the kind of lakes that we envisioned when those of us who wanted lakes supported that. So I think I'm going to have to vote no, and that's why I pulled it. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Grayson. Mr. Kingston.
Is that a motion?
You want to get a motion to approve? I make a motion to approve it.
We got a motion and a second to approve, Mr. Kingston.
I'll make an amendment to deny
meaning you're going to vote against it.
It's an amendment.
I'm sorry. Yeah. A substitute motion to deny.
I'm trying to learn all the jargon.
That's fine. Substitute motion to deny. Do we have a second? Okay, we've got a substitute motion to deny now.
Okay, thank you. I see this as a slightly less confusing prospect than Ms. Grayson does. This is in no way a lake item, and I would appreciate it if we'd quit calling it that. This barely builds the first part of one lake and makes no provision for filling it with water. I mean, hopefully some rainwater would catch in this ditch we're going to build when we're actually building a roadbed for a road we were promised would be 100% privately financed and is in nobody's future. Nobody wants the thing anymore. NTTA won't build it. If we're building this roadbed with the expectation that we will somehow lobby for some sort of public funding for this roadway that was supposed to be privately funded, that is a violation of what the voters asked us to do. This project is so off track, that I do not believe that we should even entertain it before we go back to the drawing board to figure out how we're going to do it. A 10-foot deep lake is not a lake. It's a ditch, and this is, it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to have solar-powered water taxis, and it's not going to be a recreational feature. It's going to be a maintenance nightmare is what it's going to be. I would urge my colleagues to vote against this, even if you are in favor of holding on to this dream of a high-speed tollway within a great Central Park area. I can disagree with you on that, but even if you hold on to the idea that we're going to build that one day, please recognize that where we are now is out of money and with no prospect for building that road. Let's go back to the drawing board, figure out how we're going to fund the things we're going to build within the levies, and make sure that that's done in a transparent way. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Kingston. Mr. Atkins.
Thank you, Mr. Kingston. Gia Jordan, will you come forward, please? Jill, I think there is two steps to this item. You know, it's item 51 and 52. The item before us today is to build a lake and take that dirt to move to the bench. Is that a fair statement?
It's the design plan for that.
Okay. When we do that, we do have fund somewhere indicated to increase the bench size. Is that correct?
Well, we will have to work with NTTA. We will still have some additional funds from the city that we could put towards it. And what we want to do is to maximize and use all of the city as much of the city money for the parkways we can for excavation of the lakes. At that point, then we would have to work with NTTA and TxDOT to get the rest of the funding for the parkway, and that would do the rest of the excavation. And what Ms. Grayson explained, the relationship between the excavation of the lake and the placement of the dirt for the bench, is the exact idea that we had in 1998 when we went to the state and got permission to put drainage and transportation on the same bond program because they were absolutely linked. And that was the beauty of the 1998 bond program. That was the plan from the beginning.
Okay, I'm glad you said that, so I don't have to repeat myself. We started this in 1998, and we're doing the same thing as we told the voters and the citizen about how we can use this bond money. Is that correct?
Correct. If you look in the record at 1998 in the newspaper articles and the council briefing at the time, the money for the lakes, it was called the chain of lakes with a plural, but it was only one lake of 33 acres in size. It was all meant to be the first phase then, and other lakes would have been built in the future. But it was a single 33-acre lake that the voters voted on in 1998.
And we're not changing anything now.
Well, what we have changed, looking at the record at the time, the city was criticized at that time because we did not have a master plan for the Trinity. What we did in 1999, after the bond program passed, is we allocated funds and did what was called the master implementation plan. And that was the first overall master plan for how the park would unfold. Then in 2003, when Laura Miller was mayor, she privately raised funds for a second master planning effort. That resulted in the balanced vision plan. The council changed from the master implementation plan to the balanced vision plan in 2003, and we've been working on that plan ever since. And that's where we have the three lakes, the West Dallas Lake, the Urban Lake, and the Natural Lake. And this begins construction, first phase of the Urban Lake.
And so we do have a master plan. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's called the Balanced Vision Plan, and that's what we've been working on for the last decade.
And we always bring up the toll road.
That was in the bond program as well. In 1998, we knew it was going to be a toll road when the voters went to the polls.
Okay. And the toll road, did we go to the voters to vote a toll road in?
Yes. That was also part of the criticism at the time, was that it was going to be a toll road.
And the voters said yes, right?
Not only once, but twice.
But twice. No, not once, but twice. They said yes. And also the Trinity Trust Foundation, which they we're going to accept $105,000 from them. Is that tie in to the lakes, or to how do that tie in?
It ties into the lakes because they've given us this donation money, so that the urban designer who's been helping with the Bounce Vision Plan can participate in the design, oversee it, make sure it is still compatible with the Bounce Vision Plan, and look for opportunities for the trust to fundraise for amenities to put around the lake. And so he will then create a marketing packet, if you will, of renderings for ideas that they could use to fundraise.
Okay. How much have the Trinity Trust Foundation gave toward a project on the Trinity?
Oh, my goodness. It's 50 or 60 million in that range is my...
So the Trinity Trust Foundation... up to date, it's probably about $50 million that I gave and raised.
Right.
So this $105,000 is just a drop in the bucket for them to go out to raise more money for the Trinity, and that's why they put in the $105,000.
Yes.
You're accepting that today, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Judge Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Atkins did ask virtually all of the questions that I wanted to ask. If I were in a trial, Mr. Mayor, to Mr. Atkins, if I were in a trial, I would simply say to Ms. Jordan, Ms. Jordan, did you hear and understand all of the questions that Mr. Atkins asked you?
Yes.
And if I were to ask you all of the same questions, would your answers be the same?
Yes.
Therefore, I would understand you to say that the voters, not once, but twice, have said proceed with the parkway.
Yes.
Is that
yes.
correct?
That's correct.
Now, will you explain the use of the bench if the parkway, for whatever reason, happened not to be built?
The bench becomes a valuable part of the recreational amenities around the lake. In the area where the lake is being created, the bench will only be a couple of feet tall, and it will simply raise up the area in between the lake and the downtown or the east levee by a couple of feet. And what that does is when the Trinity gets out of its banks just a little bit, it won't go into the main area where the recreation improvements are. We call it the promenade area. And so it kind of raises that up and helps with the O&M and, you know, keeps it a little bit drier because it will be a little bit higher than it is today.
Therefore, irrespective of the fate of the road, the bench has value.
Absolutely.
For the city in the
Correct.
Trinity Project.
Correct.
The esteemed council member from District indicated that the road was supposed to be entirely privately funded. Was that what was in the bond program?
No, it was not. We had $84 million in the bond program. At the time, they thought the road was going to cost a little under $400 million, so we were in for, you know, 15-20% of the road at that time.
And did I also understand you, perhaps I misunderstood, but I thought I understood you to say that drainage and transportation were tied together in the beginning. Did I hear you correctly?
Yes, you did. And that's why the 1998 bond proposition was such an unusual proposition, because it included recreation, transportation, and drainage or stormwater protection all in one proposition. We've never seen a proposition like that, and it would be rare to see something like that again. We had to prove to the Attorney General's office that these disparate, seemingly disparate components were absolutely tied together, and that's how we were able to proceed with the single proposition.
Thank you, Ms. Jordan. Colleagues, I have been involved with the Trinity Project from the time that I came on to the council. And I've taken time to learn what was included in the Trinity Project, the Balanced Vision Project, the lakes, etc. But that takes time to learn. I did not come to the council in my first 10 months pontificating about what was or was not in the bond package or what is or isn't good based on what the voters have said. I took time to learn. And having learned, I have an understanding of what we're voting on today. What we're voting on today is the beginning of the lakes. And no matter what happens with the parkway, and I believe it will be built, having spent much time in transportation as well, the projects that we're talking about today will still have intrinsic value for the city of Dallas. Regardless of how any of us may feel about any aspect of the Trinity, including the parkway, the voters have spoken twice, and it is not the right way to go to say that while the voters have spoken, I disagree with that, and therefore we should not move forward with an aspect of the plan that has value to the city. I believe that the substitute motion or the amended motion, whichever it's called, is ill-advised, a mistake, and should not be supported. I certainly will not support it. And I support moving forward with the agenda item as written. Otherwise, we are not going to begin the lakes, and we are not being true to what the voters have told us that they wanted. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Allen.
Judge Hill spoke to my issue, which is the issue basically of democracy and where the voters have spoken. And at the end of the day, whether we agree or disagree, we live in a democracy and we follow that democracy. And I know there's have you ever gone back and guesstimated how much it has cost the citizens? Because the voters have said this is what they want. The vision plan said this is where we're going. And normally that's where you go. But we've had this opposition all the time along the way that's caused us to go off on this rabbit trail, and millions and millions and millions and millions have wasted going down those rabbit trails and rabbits and wasted time, wasted momentum. Have you ever put a price tag on that?
I
would urge you to do so we can hear, you know, we would know what those rabbit trails have cost the citizens by not following their wishes. And I'm very, very, very serious about that because that's always been on my mind. And you know that figure's huge.
It's huge.
It's absolutely huge,
right,
of what's happened about not following the wishes here in a democracy of our citizens. And going down these rabbit trails literally could be up in hundreds of millions of dollars that have been wasted that could have made our parkway, our Trinity, beautiful. But why don't you just try to do that one of these days, because I'm going to bring this conversation along. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. So we have a motion to deny and a second. All in favor of that motion, say aye. Okay. All right, and all opposed, say nay. Nay. The nays win. We go back to the first motion to approve and second. All in favor, say aye. Aye. Those opposed? We've got two against. Motion is carried. Next item.
Next
Agenda item number 60 is consideration of appointments to boards and commissions. You do have several nominees for consideration. This will be read into the record. For individual appointment to the Automated Red Light Enforcement Commission, you have Ben M. Davis, Sr., nominated by Councilmember Cadane. Carmen R. Garcia is nominated by Mayor Rawlings. To the Cultural Affairs Commission, you have Mari Hidalgo with volunteer involvement visual performing arts experience is nominated by Councilmember Griggs. Terrence L. Perkins with urban planning experience is nominated by Councilmember Callahan. To the Community Development Commission, you have Ann C. Parcham, nominated by Councilmember Kleinman. To the City Plans and Zoning Commission, you have Varavut Jed Anantasambun, nominated by Deputy Mayor Pro Tem Alonso. To the Dallas Citizens Police Review Board, you have Paul Healy, nominated by Councilmember Kingston. To the Civil Service Board adjunct members, Daryl Baker is nominated by Councilmember Griggs. To the Judicial Nominating Commission, Casey P. Kaplan is nominated by Councilmember Griggs. And Stacey A. Dunlop is nominated by Mayor Pro Tem Adkins. To the Landmark Commission, you have Kelly Thomas Drake, who has historic preservation experience and is nominated by Councilmember Carraway. Jeremiah M. Streetman is nominated to the Municipal Library Board by Councilmember Grayson.
Yes.
To the Senior Affairs Commission, you have Martina C. Alvarado, nominated by Councilmember Griggs. And Marlene A. Cohen is nominated by Councilmember Grayson. Both meet the 55 plus year of age qualification. To the South Dallas Fair Park Trust Fund Board, Gerald S. Sutton, who has underwriting business development experience, is nominated by Councilmember Kleinman. For full council appointment, you have to the Board of Adjustment alternate members, Robert F. Agnich is nominated by Councilmember Kleinman. To the Reinvestment Zone 3 Board, Oak Cliff Gateway, Christine Barrow, who is a Dallas County resident, is nominated by Councilmember Griggs. And to the Reinvestment Zone 9 Board, Vickery Meadow, you have Douglas Lattner, nominated by Councilmember Gates, and he also meets the Dallas County resident qualification. Councilmember Grayson would like
yes,
to be
recognized, please. Ms. Grayson.
Thank you, Mayor. The City Secretary's office has informed me that I need to mention to the council that my appointee to the Library Board, Mr. Streetman, had attendance issues, but I would like to ask that you reappoint him because those issues, he had a sick baby and he had some work conflicts. He assures me that those issues are resolved. The baby is better and his work issues have been resolved. And so I believe he will be attending on a regular basis. And so I would like to reappoint him. And I would move to approve all of the appointments that were just read by the city secretary.
We've got a motion, a second by Ms. Alonzo. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Agenda item number 61 is authorized, number one, an amendment to the 2013-2014 Fair Housing Assistance Program grant from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to increase the grant for expansion of education and outreach to underrepresented and underserved communities within the City of Dallas, and number two, execution of the amended grant agreement.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
We got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. All right, we've got items 62 through 67 that we can take together. The City Secretary will now read those items into the record. If any council member wants to consider these ideas separately after she reads them, please speak up.
Okay. And Mr. Mayor, also addendum item number 11 is also one of those items.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Agenda item number 62 requires a motion that the Council of the City of Dallas adopt the item and authorize the use of the power of eminent domain, if necessary, to acquire from the County of Dallas a tract of land containing approximately 9,517 square feet, located on South Riverfront Boulevard near its intersection with Old Zang Road in City of Dallas Block 2416, Dallas County, Texas, and more fully described in Exhibit A of the proposed written resolution for this item, for the construction of the Able Pump Station. Agenda item number 63 requires a motion that the Council of the City of Dallas adopt the item and authorize the use of the power of eminent domain if necessary to acquire from Greyhound Lines, Inc., two tracts of improved land containing a total of approximately 4,526 square feet, located on Continental Avenue at its intersection with Dragon Street in City of Dallas Block 1409, Dallas County, Texas, and more fully described in Exhibit A of the proposed written resolution for this item for the reconstruction of Continental Avenue. Agenda item number 64 requires a motion that the Council of the City of Dallas adopt the item and authorize the use of the power of eminent domain if necessary to acquire from Prescott Interests Limited a tract of land containing approximately 15,352 square feet located on Beckley Avenue at its intersection with Interstate Highway 30 in City of Dallas Block 3406, Dallas County, Texas, and more fully described in Exhibit A of the proposed written resolution for this item for Interstate Highway 30 bicycle and pedestrian facility improvements. Agenda item number 65 requires a motion that the Council of the City of Dallas adopt the item and authorize the use of the power of eminent domain if necessary to acquire from Chan Ha and Van Phu Pham a tract of land containing approximately 11,237 square feet located on Junior Street near its intersection with North Carroll Avenue in City of Dallas Block 793, Dallas County, Texas, and more fully described in Exhibit A of the proposed written resolution for this item for drainage improvements required for the Mill Creek Peaks Branch St. Thomas Drainage Relief Tunnel Project. Agenda item number 67 requires a motion that the Council of the City of Dallas adopt the item and authorize the use of power of eminent domain if necessary to acquire from Judy Ann Burroughs a tract of land containing approximately 19,623 square feet located on McKenzie Street at its intersection with Herndon Street in City of Dallas Block 1437, Dallas County, Texas, and more fully described in Exhibit A of the proposed written resolution for this item for drainage improvement required for the Mill Creek's Peaks Branch St. Thomas Drainage Relief Tunnel Project. Agenda item number 67 requires a motion that the Council of the City of Dallas adopt the item and authorize the use of the power of eminent domain if necessary to acquire from Time Traders, Inc., a tract of land containing approximately 4,520 square feet located on McKenzie Street near its intersection with Herndon Street in City of Dallas, Block 1437, Dallas County, Texas, and more fully described in Exhibit A of the proposed written resolution for this item for drainage improvements required for the Mill Creek's Peaks Branch St. Thomas Drainage Relief Tunnel Project. Addendum item number 11 requires a motion that the Council of the City of Dallas adopt the item and authorize the use of the power of eminent domain if necessary to acquire from BNSF Railway Company a drainage easement containing approximately 3,000 square feet and a temporary working space easement containing approximately 61,812 square feet located near the intersection of Morrell Avenue and Sargent Road in City of Dallas Blocks 7718 and 7719, Dallas County, Texas, and more fully described in Exhibit A of the proposed written resolution for this item for the Trinity River Corridor Project upper chain of wetlands. These items will require a record vote after the motion is second on her item.
Thank you. I'll recognize Ms. Davis first. Did you want to say something? Thank you.
Turn off my mic.
What's that?
No.
Thank you, Mr. Cadane.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. Jill, could you come forward? Jill, on all of these motions, this just gives us the right to go speak with the people, or have we already been in contact with these folks?
We've already been in contact with these folks.
And do you have any kind of conflict with any of them so far?
I'm sorry?
Conflict.
Well, we've got a couple of people that look like they're going to be unwilling sellers, and we'll, you know, I mean, we will talk to them again once they know that they are facing eminent domain, but we do have a couple of folks that have indicated that they do not wish to sell.
Will those come back to us?
If we can make a final offer that they agree upon, yeah, that's more than this, we would come back to you. Otherwise, we would not.
We'll just take them under eminent domain.
Right.
Well, Mayor, you know, I'm not too kosher on that, and I don't know what else to do. Could we vote on those two items separately?
Yes, we can.
Would that be
if
okay?
You ask for that.
Which items are they?
So I'm going to let my staff confirm, but it's items 66 and 67. They are both in Ms. Davis's districts. It's related to the Mill Creek project. These properties are located in an area where we are going to be collecting a bunch of surface drainage, and then it will have a downshaft into the storm sewer. I had asked the question of the engineering firm, could we move this to other property? The answer is no. These are folks who had been contacted by the State Fair Association several years ago and had been offered a substantially large sum of money for their property. They declined it at the time. Our offer, based on fair market value, is much lower. So we will end up in condemnation on these two cases unless a miracle occurs.
So you're saying our fair market value is much lower?
It was much lower than the asking, than the offer price from the State Fair Association when they were in there trying to buy up the land on the backside of Fair Park.
By taking these properties, they will belong to us then?
Yes.
And they will have no further use of them?
The use will be as a place where we'll have a bunch of storm drainage inlets, and we'll be picking up overland flow and getting it into the Mill Creek Tunnel.
Well, I think we need to try to work with those folks, and I don't want to just take them. I think there possibly is a deal there to be made. Maybe not. I know you've talked with them.
Well, if there is a deal to be made,
it
would definitely come back to council, because any deal that we might make would be substantially over what the appraised value of the property is.
You work real hard to try to make that deal.
We will, and staff does a good job of going back and making, you know, the final offers on all of these folks. But these two we know we're going to have an issue on.
Okay, and they may possibly come back to us.
May possibly, if for some reason the folks change their minds, but I would not be holding my breath for that.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, I'm not going to pull them.
Okay.
We'll leave them like it is.
Thank you. Thank you. Ms. Davis. First of all, do we have a motion to approve since he's not going to pull them? And we got a motion saying thank you. Now, Ms. Davis.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, I was going to ask a move for approval.
Oh, I apologize. I'm sorry.
Let's move for approval, please.
Let the record show Ms. Davis made the motion.
I'd like to move for approval on item 66 and item 67, please.
Well, it's going to be for all those items.
Which one? Written down mine in my district, which was 66 and 67.
You got it.
Okay.
What's the
numbers again?
67 and addendum 11.
Yeah. All right, we've got a motion to all those things, so we've
got
it covered.
Thank you. Again, record vote is required.
Okay.
Please cast your vote. All have voted. Voting in favor, Council Members Medrano, Davis, Carraway, Gates, Allen, Kleiman, Mayor Rawlings, Deputy Mayor Pro Tem Alonzo, Council Members Kingston, Grayson, Cadane, Mayor Pro Tem Atkins, and Councilmember Hill. Voting against, Councilmember Callahan. Absent is Councilmember Griggs. The motion carries, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Next item.
Thank you. We move now to agenda item number 68. 68 is a resolution amending paragraph F, open microphone, of subsection 6.3, citizen speakers of section 6, order of business, of the City Council Rules of Procedure to specify that any individual may register to speak during the open microphone period of City Council meetings once every 30 days. We do have one individual registered to speak on that item that qualifies to speak. That is Juanita Wallace. Juanita Wallace? Not present? No further speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I entertain a motion.
So moved. So moved. Motion approved.
Do we have a second?
What?
Yeah.
All right. Discussion. Please stop. All right. Thank you. Now, we've got a motion, second. Discussion. Ms. Davis.
Mr. Mayor, I will not be supporting agenda item 68. I think people have a right to come to the open mic. And the reason I think people have a right to come to the open mic, because there might be a number of things that come up within a month where that person can come down and speak. I also believe that people have the right, as they vote for us, we need their vote on election day. We're there when they're there when we need them to vote for us. But to shut them out, these are the same individuals who vote for us, regardless if we like them or have problems with them, coming to the open mic. I believe that they have a right as voters in this city, as taxpayers in this city, to come down to their city hall. This is their city hall, and I continue to say that at the end of the day. So I would not be supporting this. I think that people have a right to come before the open mic, and when they come in the morning and when they come in the evening, they should have the same amount of time as they do in the morning, the same amount of time as they do in the evening. I have once again, I've been taught we must have tough skins. And so I just think that people's right has been taken away from them. I think that they have a right to come and speak. And do we like everything that people say? No, we don't. But at the end of the day, I still support the freedom of speech. And I think that people have that right to speak, that right to tell us what they feel, how they feel, and they direct those questions to you anyway. So I just think that we should stand strong. We should not punish a whole city, perhaps because we have three or four individuals that come down here too much, or they might want to be on TV too much, or they might want to be seen too much. I think that people have that right, and I think people have the right to vote. I think people have the right to speak their mind, and I think people have the right of freedom of speech. And so I just would not be supporting this motion today.
Thank you, Ms. Davis. Ms. Kingston.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And thank you, Ms. Davis.
Let me just make this clear. Next time you speak out, Mr. Sheridan, we're going to ask you to leave. Thank you. Okay, either one. Thank you.
Look in the gallery, colleagues. That's why we have open microphone. We get good input from our citizens, especially when, for whatever reason, the process behind the horseshoe isn't running the way people want it to. And that's the point. And do we have to sit and listen to insane drivel every week? Yes, we do. It's the job we signed up for. I wish that clozapine came in blow dart form. I would love to provide mental health services to many people who speak here, both on this side of the horseshoe and the other side of the horseshoe. But we cannot limit the right of the citizens to address us. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kingston. Mr. Medrano.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. This week, going home and after council and committees and working with the LGBT task force, I come from a family who fought for civil rights. My grandfather fought for civil rights. My family's fought for civil rights. That's what we were taught. And this week, it felt like we're going backwards. You know, we're here fighting for equality for everyone, and now we're trying to limit our constituents from us hearing them and hearing their concerns. I will not be supporting this. I'm going to vote no. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll have a record vote. Oh, Ms. Gates, did you want to say no? Okay. We got a motion and approve and a second to approve the item. Discussion's over. We'll take.
Thirteen have voted. We need one more vote. All have voted. Voting in favor, Councilmember Carraway, Gates, Kleinman, Mayor Rawlings, Councilmembers Callahan, Grayson, Cadane, Mayor Pro Tem Atkins, and Councilmember Hill. Voting against, Councilmember Medrano, Davis, Allen, Deputy Mayor Pro Tem Alonzo, Councilmember Kingston. Councilmember Griggs is absent. The motion carries, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Next item.
Thank you. Agenda item number 69 was corrected on the addendum, a resolution authorizing, number one, the execution and conveyance of bridge and drainage easements containing approximately 36,360 square feet of land to Valwood Improvement Authority and Dallas Area Rapid Transit for the construction, maintenance, and use of the bridge and drainage improvements across city-owned land located in the City of Farmers Branch, and number two, the execution and delivery to Dallas Area Rapid Transit of documents evidencing ownership of the new bridge to be construction on to be constructed on said land.
Thank you. Entertain a motion. We have a second. Motion is second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Addendum item number 12. It's authorized the acceptance of a dedication for Preston Wood Golf Club, LLC, of a wastewater easement along White Rock Creek within Preston Wood Golf Club's Golf Club's Creek Course in Dallas, valued at $772,000, based on an independent appraisal and settlement of a disputed unfiled claim for water usage.
I think there's an idea to take these together.
Yes, please.
So
12 and 13 together.
Addendum item number 13 is authorize a 5-year contract with 2 5-year renewal options with the Preston Wood Golf Club LLC to provide untreated water for the Preston Wood Golf Club's The Hills Golf Course located in Plano, Texas for the period February 12, 2014 through February 11, 2019.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion, Mr. Kleinman.
I move, but with the following changes. I move to approve addendum items number 12 and 13 and authorize the acceptance of the dedication of a wastewater easement and award of the untreated water purchase contract to Prestonwood Golf Club, LLC, subject to the acceptance of $50,000 in addition to the dedication of the wastewater easement to settle the unfiled claim for unpaid water diversion. I further move that the resolution for addendum item number 12 be replaced with a resolution attached to this motion to reflect the in-kind and monetary dedication by Prestonwood Golf Club, LLC, in furtherance of this motion.
Second. Motion is second. Discussion, Ms. Grayson.
Thank you. I had a question for staff. Whichever staff is the
person. I will say, Ms. Grayson, if there are questions in nature of the deal, we'll probably go into executive session on that.
I'm not sure if my question would be
okay,
a closed
please go ahead and ask.
If it gets close,
I'll pull us in.
Okay.
Okay.
That is such a reluctant walk, Jody. Clearly. My only question was, are we writing, we the City of Dallas, writing a check for the difference between what we estimated the water to cost over these many years that they used and what its the appraisal value was for going on their land? Are we writing a check to them for that?
Can I answer that question?
Yes, of course.
No, we're not.
No, it's the other way around.
We're getting a check.
I know we're getting a $50,000 check. And we're getting the easement, but we're not writing a check for around $200,000.
No, ma'am, we're not.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. Carraway.
Let me ask this. There was a discussion about $573,000. Just give me some clarity of what was it that we were talking about. It was $573,000 when we first spoke of this issue.
If I might, there was a lot of numbers that we had in terms of estimated water usage and appraisal values, et cetera. When we went back and took a look at it, we could get it into some of those numbers, but I would suggest that we would need to do that in an executive session. At the end of the day, What you have before you is what was negotiated with Preston Wood.
So am I to understand that what was on the agenda a couple of weeks ago that had $573,000 that they were going to pay, that has now been reduced to $50,000? How is that working?
No. They were never in agreement on that. The item that was on the agenda last time was that we were going to be just getting the easement with no additional compensation.
So if we had passed this item 2 weeks ago, the way it was read to us, it would have been passed at $573,000.
No, sir. It would have been the difference between last week and this week is an additional $50,000 of.
All right, I mean, I'm going to let it make it. We're going to make it, but I just want to get some clarity.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried. Nay. Excuse me. We have a couple nays. Ms. Davis and Mr. Kingston.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, those are all your agenda items for the morning session.
Thank you. It is 10:31 a.m. February 26, 2014. The City Council will now go into closed session under Section 551071 of the Texas Open Meetings Act. Receive advice from and consult with the city attorney on the following matters described in the agenda: legal issues regarding the adoption of a resolution directing the city manager address disparate and unequal treatment of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender LGBT employees, residents, and their family, and under personnel, Section 551074 of the Texas Open Meetings Act, discussion regarding evaluation of the performance of City Secretary Rosa Rios, discussion regarding evaluation of the performance of City Auditor Craig Daniel Kenton. We will reconvene at 1 o'clock this afternoon. The executive session will begin immediately back here, so if all the council will go back. Thank you. Okay, good. All right, it is 1:07 p.m. I will call the city council meeting back to order. The city council went into closed session under Section 551071 of the Texas Open Meetings Act. We received advice from and consulted with the city attorney on the following matters described in today's agenda: legal issues regarding the adoption of a resolution directing the city manager address disparate and unequal treatment of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender employees, residents, and their families, and under personnel, Section 551074 of the Texas Open Meetings Act, discussion regarding evaluation of the performance of City Secretary Rosa Rios, a discussion regarding evaluation of the performance of City Auditor Craig Daniel Kenton. It has been told to me, just this breaking news, if in case anybody's listening, in the northeast part of downtown, that we have an underground electrical fire at 2100 San Jacinto. Encore is going to need to shut off the power to the northeast quarter for a couple hours. In fact, they may have already done it, and you may not be listening to me if you're in the northeast because you don't have any power. But in case you are, and this is about to happen, I just want to warn you of that. And the Office of Emergency Management is notifying building owners and downtown Dallas, Inc., and hopefully we'll get that under control. But for the press, if they need to know anything, I'm sure Frank Librio can give you the full information. With that being said, we will begin our afternoon agenda. Ms. Rios.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Your zoning consent agenda items consist of items number 70 through 77. However, agenda item number 74 is pulled for individual consideration by Councilmember Callahan. I will read agenda items 70 through 73 and 75 through 77, after which speakers will be called up to the podium. Agenda item number 70 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting a specific use permit for a tower antenna for cellular communication limited to a monopole cellular tower on property on the southwest line of Hibiscus Drive, south of Ferguson Road. Agenda item number 71 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting the renewal of specific use permit number 1916
for the sale of alcoholic beverages in conjunction with a general merchandise or food store, 3,500 square feet or less, on property on the northeast corner of Lake June Road and North Jim Miller Road. Agenda item number 72 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting the creation of a new sub-district in Plan Development District number 468 on the northeast corner of Comal Street and East Jefferson Boulevard. Agenda item number 73 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting a new sub-district in Plan Development District number 466 on the east side of North Central Expressway, north of Cochran Street. Agenda item number 75 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting an amendment to the site plan for specific use permit number 1868 for a government installation other than listed limited to a youth residential facility and treatment and rehabilitation center on property on the northwest corner of Lombardi Lane and Denton Drive. Agenda item number 76 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting an amendment to Plan Development District number 581 to revise the development plan for a public school on the north corner of Chiswell Road and Bellwood Drive. Agenda item number 77 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting an amendment to Plan Development District number 523 to revise the development plan for a public school on the northeast corner of Estate Lane and Ferndale Road. Individuals are going to be called. You are allowed 3 minutes to speak. It is important that you stay to the topic of the agenda item under which you are speaking. When you come up to speak on any consent zoning item, please identify the agenda item that you are speaking on. Again, you have 3 minutes. Address your comments to Mayor Rawlings. Are there any individuals that are in opposition to the CPC recommendation to approve the items read into the record? Are there any individuals that would like to speak in favor? Sir,
are you speaking against?
If you will please state your name and address for the record. As well, for speakers, it is important that you know that if you have any handouts that you wish to distribute to the City Council, if you'll please go ahead and let our officers know. It will affect your speaking time if you try to distribute them at the time that you're coming up to the podium. Thank you. Sir, please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Vincent Parker, 1101 Reverend CBT Smith Street, Dallas, Texas. I stand today in opposition to item number 72 on your zoning issue today for a planned sub-district in plan development number 469, the Oak Cliff Gateway Special Use, Special Purpose District at the corner of Camel and Jefferson Boulevard. The applicant is asking or requesting an existing building be used as a microbrewery. I represent a neighborhood called The Bottom, which is directly across the highway from this proposed microbrewery. We too are a gateway to the Oak Cliff. For several years now, we have been in the planning stages in partnership and collaboration with city staff, with City Design Studio, DISD, and other community stakeholders. We too seek to transform our neighborhood for the benefit of all. And we too have worked hard and against many odds from being ignored to neglected to taken advantage of. But we too have a hope and a vision. I oppose the zoning change for the microbrewery. I'm not opposed to the Oak Cliff Gateway development. We too are part of the gateway. We just exist on the other side of the highway. The church where I serve is called Golden Gate. It's been there for 84 years. I'm not opposed to microbreweries, just as a part of a gateway to a neighborhood. There's several pros to microbreweries. I understand that this is a new niche kind of development to put a microbrewery in a neighborhood. The hope is that it will jumpstart more amenities to the neighborhood, particularly from 35 towards the Bishop Arts District. I'm sure they are hoping that this will be a catalyst for further development and the bringing of more people to the neighborhood. There's some cons to a microbrewery, though. Should a brewery be the new face of a community, a gateway? The proximity of the schools, there's a charter school directly across the street. DISD's signature school, Townview, is just around the corner. To place a brewery in the close proximity to a neighborhood that has been stigmatized by drugs and alcohol, what does this say to the neighborhood, to the children? It's not that microbreweries are bad. It's the location of this brewery as it plays into the future of the development of this surrounding community. Some would like to see a different narrative than beyond the rich and the poor coming to a neighborhood to drink. And so we have a common vision. We see mixed-use development. We have worked hard to attract homes and safe streets. We're looking to build new homes within the year within the bottom neighborhood. We want walkable neighborhoods, but I do not think that a microbrewery would fit as a gateway to Oak Cliff. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Are there any other individuals that would like to speak in opposition to the CPC recommendation to approve? Are there any in opposition? Thank you.
Well, let's get the ones that are sure first, and then we'll come back to you.
Are there any speakers that would then like to speak in favor?
I'm sorry, I guess there isn't, so come on down. Come on down.
Any other speaker that would like to speak on the item, may come forward now.
Please.
Again, you're allowed 3 minutes to speak. This is a consent zoning docket, so if you'll please identify the agenda item that you're speaking in reference to.
I want to clarify something, because I do want to speak on the other agenda items also.
Close to the mic.
I do want to speak on the other agenda items also, but I want to start off with the agenda item number 70.
70?
Yes.
Okay.
And that is regarding an application for an ordinance granting specific use permit for a tower antenna for cellular communication. I want to just make sure that if we read the papers and we look at TV, we see that there's a lot of illegal surveillance, NSA, National Security Agency, surveillance on American citizens. And I just want to make sure that one of the conditions that we have on this is that they do not engage in any illegal surveillance on American citizens, whether it's cellular phones or drone surveillance.
Thank you.
Are there any other speakers that would just like to speak on any of the consent zoning docket agenda items? No further speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion to approve. Second. And I think we had a question, first of all, from I'll take Ms. Hill first, and then we'll come to your question.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I am concerned now with item number 72. I have the highest respect for Pastor Parker and the Golden Gate Church. Golden Gate Church has been there well over 80 years, and Pastor Parker does not just show up. So I'm concerned. It's not my district. I don't have any specific information, but I wonder if it is possible to hold this item to give me an opportunity to talk to the council member whose district this is.
So why don't you make a motion to...
I move that item number 72 be pulled from the consent agenda and held for whatever amount of time Ms. Rios tells me it can be held for.
March 26th.
Be held until March. Can I hold it for the meeting after that?
Yes, as long as your date's specific.
Can you please tell me the date for the meeting after that?
That would be April 9th.
If this could be held until April the 9th.
We have a second? Yeah. All right. So I'm going to come back to that motion in a second. Let's get the other comments on the consent agenda, and then we'll take that action up. Ms. Alonzo.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I had a question on item number 75, but I believe staff have answered it. I wanted to clarify it, but from what I got, this is the only information that we have, correct? Okay, so I have my answer to my question, Mr. Mayor. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Allen.
This is more of a thank you on item number 76 and number 77, which is a permanent addition to two elementary schools in my district, White Rock Elementary and Wallace. And thanks go out to the Richardson Independent School District for this makes now the eighth school that they've done permanent additions to in the last 2 years, the 8th school. And also, I want to just again, I'll say it again, I want to reiterate for the community prosecutors, the DPD, all the code folks that are out there, and just the hard work of staff to really help work with Richardson Independent School District to make that area a better area that's attracted people. And special thanks to Mr. David Cossum and his crew for what they've done, because there's been a lot of these amendments and things have come through, and you guys have responded well. So special thanks go out. So it's just kind of a kumbaya day. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. Mr. Kingston.
Mr. Mayor, I wanted to comment on item 72. Are you finishing up consent first and then going back to Judge Hill's motion, or what do you want to do?
Why don't we, let me articulate what I think her motion is, okay? And I'm going to, Judge Hill, hey, we're taking up what I'm going to ask you, what I think your motion is a substitute motion for the approval of the consent agenda, with the exception of holding item 72 till that date, correct? So now we pick up the whole item at once. That'll be the motion. We'll discuss it, Mr. Kingston.
Are you ready for discussion
on the
motion?
Yeah, exactly. Now,
colleagues, I communicated with Scott Griggs on this item. He's communicated with the community on it and is asking us to approve it.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Mayor, I would still like the time to myself talk with Mr. Griggs. If it were not Golden Gate Church and Pastor Parker, I wouldn't be as concerned. But I would like to have the opportunity myself to dialogue with Mr. Griggs. Unless this is time sensitive, I'd like to have the time.
Is there a question there?
I'm asking if this is time sensitive.
Is there a time sensitivity that somebody?
I'm going to ask our consultant.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Please, come, if you can answer that question for Ms. Hill.
Peter Cavanaugh, 1620 Hanley Drive, Dallas, representing the applicant. Certainly respect the wish to hold it. Would we be able to hold it maybe just 2 weeks? We'll be happy to visit with Reverend Parker. I live in Oak Cliff. He's right across the freeway from me. We'd be happy to visit between now and then and answer any questions that they might have or that you might have.
2 weeks we won't be here, but if we can hold it until we take spring break. If we hold it until March the 5th, that would at least give me time to.
That would be wonderful because we're just this young man is an entrepreneur and he's been working real hard for many, many months to get prepared to move into this little building and certainly respect the church, but you know, in a longer explanation, I would tell you the church is across the freeway. You really can't walk there. It's in the middle of the neighborhood. You well know that church. I know that church. I drive by there fairly often. But we would certainly want to visit with Reverend Parker and be happy to dialogue on this issue. Maybe if there's something we can do to better respect that church, we certainly would want to do it.
Ms. Gates just reminded me that March the 5th is a briefing agenda. We can do it?
We can vote.
We can vote on a briefing agenda. Okay. All right. If we can hold it until March the 5th, that would give me some opportunity to visit and reach some comfort level.
Okay. Ms. Kleiman, do you second?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Is there any opposed?
No.
4. Okay, opposed. Okay, so we will approve that, approve those items, and that one we'll vote on next week.
I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, can you please clarify who said no?
Mr. Kadane, Ms. Alonzo, Mr. Kingston, and Mr. Medrano.
Thank you. Thank you. We move now to agenda item number 74, a public hearing and an ordinance granting the renewal of and an amendment to specific use permit number 1711
for vehicle or engine repair or maintenance use and add an outside salvage or reclamation use on property on the east side of CF Hahn Freeway south of Lake June Road.
Mr. Mayor, we sent 9 notices to property owners within 200 feet of the area of request. We received 1 reply in favor and 1 in opposition.
Are there any individuals that would like to speak in opposition to the CPC recommendation to approve the item? We have an individual coming forward.
Marvin Crenshaw, 5134 Malcolm X Boulevard. And I have no problem other than as far as the recommendation of the staff and the CPC, subject to conditions. And since we have rights have been taken away from us today, I would like to ask or recommend that it be approved if they support the release of all United States political prisoners held in prisons and jails in this country. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any other individuals that would like to speak in opposition to the CPC recommendation to approve? Are there any speakers in favor? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion, Mr. Callahan.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to defer this item and leave the public hearing open till March 26 so that we can gather more information on this item. And I would like to state publicly that I'm generally not in favor of any additional salvage or reclamation projects on the CF Hahn Freeway. The Pleasant Grove Land Use Study and our Chambers of Commerce, they've been very opposed to any typical uses like that. There's a few that have been grandfathered in the past, and we've continued with those, and there's only about 2 of those SUPs that have been approved. But I personally am not in favor of this, but I would like to get a little bit more information as to what they plan to do there.
So your motion is to hold,
defer, and keep the public hearing open.
Until March 26th?
March 26th, yes, sir.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
As requested, we're going to move now to addendum item number 14. However, I need to read this statement into the record, which will also apply to agenda items 82, 84, and addendum 15, including addendum 14. Addendum item number 14 is a public hearing regarding an application to the Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs, TDHCA, for 2014 9% low-income housing tax credits for Serenity Place Apartments, a 45-unit multifamily project located at 3124 South Denley Drive, and at the close of the public hearing authorized, number one, a resolution in support of the TDHCA 9% low-income housing tax credit application and allocation for Serenity Place Apartments, number two, a loan in the amount of $1 million to Citywide Community Development Corporation, CWCDC, or the applicant for LIHTC for the construction of Serenity Place Apartments, conditioned upon 2014 9% LIHTC award. Number three, a grant in the amount of $959,913 to CWCDC. And number four, a pre-development grant in the amount of $38,000 to CWCDC for costs associated with the TDHCA 9% application not conditioned upon 2014 9% LIHTC award. Mayor and Council, you did receive a corrected resolution prior to the meeting. Are there any individuals that would like to speak regarding the item? Are there any speakers that would like to speak either in opposition or in favor of the item? No speakers, Mr. Mayor. And this item requires 2 seconds.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion, Mr. Carraway.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to move approval, close the public hearing, and move approval of this item.
Second. And a motion in 2 seconds. Any discussion? Yes, Ms. Grayson?
I didn't have a chance to see the revised resolution. Could someone just tell me what the revision is?
Ms. Rios? What is the revision?
Staff will outline those, Mr. Mayor. I don't have the amendment.
Bernie, could you?
Okay.
The question, Bernadette? The question was, I didn't see the revision in the resolution. What is the revision?
And I didn't see a revision either. I'm sorry for the confusion.
Oh.
Was there a revision?
We were advised through the city attorney's office there was a revision.
I believe we've eliminated the need for that. I'm sorry, Ms. Reeves.
Okay.
There is no revision?
There is no revision in this particular item.
Okay. Yeah. No revision.
Thank you, Ms. Grayson. Other discussion? Ms. Davis?
No, it's not. I'm sorry.
Okay. Ms. Carraway?
None.
Okay. All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
We move now to agenda item number 78, a public hearing regarding a City Plan Commission authorized hearing to determine the proper zoning on property on the south side of Ronnie Drive between Bannister Street and Dickerson Street, the southeast quadrant of Ronnie Drive and Dickerson Street, the northwest corner of Dickerson Street and Newt Drive, the west side of Dickerson Street and north of Newt Drive, and the north side of Newt Drive, east of Dickerson Street, and an ordinance granting the amendment.
Mr. Mayor, we sent 15 notices to property owners within 200 feet of the area of request. We received 3 replies in favor and none in opposition.
Are there any speakers that would like to speak in opposition to the CPC recommendation to approve the item? We have an individual coming forward.
Marvin Crenshaw, 5134 Malcolm X Boulevard. You said a 78, correct?
Yes, sir.
That I have no problems with it. Hopefully, with the exception that applicant or whatever will help us to overturn number 68 on the agenda today.
Ms. Crenshaw, could you just go ahead and sit right down here in the first row, since you know, right there, or this side, that side. Since you're going to be putting that amendment on with everything. So.
Are there any other speakers that would like to speak in opposition to the CPC recommendation to approve? Are there any speakers in favor? No further speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Entertain a motion, Ms. Grayson.
Thank you, Mayor. There's 2 different recommendations here, one from staff and one from CPC, and the only reason that is because at the time of the Plan Commission hearing, one of the property owners was undecided about how he wanted to proceed. He has since the Plan Commission hearing decided that he would like his property to be included in this, and so my motion is going to reflect that. And so I'll move to close the public hearing and approve the zoning changes recommended by city staff, and that recommendation would include his property.
We got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Agenda item number 79. Councilmember Davis would like to be recognized regarding the item. Ms. Mayor, she's not here at the moment. Okay. May we hold it?
Skip it.
Agenda item number 80 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting a specific use permit for a live music venue and dance hall on property on the north side of Canton Street, east of Henry Street.
Mr. Mayor, we sent 13 notices to property owners within 200 feet of the area of request. We received 4 replies in favor and 2 in opposition.
Are there any individuals that would like to speak in opposition to the CPC recommendation to approve the item? We have an opposition of the CPC recommendation.
Mr. Mayor. Marvin Crenshaw, 5134 Malcolm X Boulevard, is that what I want to say, this is because I might go there and listen to some music and dance myself. I dance every once in a while. But hopefully that a condition be put on this is that when we leave out, that we can sign a petition to release of all political prisoners held in U.S. prisons and jail. Thank you.
Are there any other speakers in opposition to the CPC recommendation? Are there any speakers in favor?
A
Audra Buckley, 416 South Irby. I am the representative on this case. I'd like to say that we are in favor of the CPC recommendation for 5 years, and we also have someone else here who would like to speak in favor.
Thank you. Next speaker in favor.
Hello, my name is Scott Rohrman. I office at 2633 Main Street, and we own some property in this area. We do not own this building, but we are in favor of staff's recommendation and the CPC. Thank you.
Are there any speakers, any other speakers in favor? No further speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion, Mr. Medrano.
Yeah, I move to close the public hearing and approve item number 80.
Second. We got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Thank you. Again, Councilmember Davis would like to be recognized relating to agenda item 79.
We'll go back to 79. Ms. Davis. Your microphone. Microphone. Thank you.
Yes, on item 79. I would like to hold this item until March the 26th of 2014. And this is item
Z123-325. Okay. Do we don't have to take a vote on that.
Well, no, you do need to take a vote, but no, 2 seconds are not required.
Okay. Good. So motion to hold this to March 26th. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Agenda item number 81 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting the renewal of specific use permit number 1835 for the sale of alcoholic beverages in conjunction with a general merchandise or food store greater than 3,500 square feet on property on the south line of Sine Road and east of Namur Street.
Mr. Mayor, we sent 10 notices to property owners within 200 feet of the area of request. We received 2 replies in favor and none in opposition.
Are there any individuals that would like to speak in opposition to the CPC recommendation to approve?
Marvin Crenshaw, 5134 Malcolm X Boulevard. Mr. Mayor, I would just like to add this, is that the conditions that after I get through dancing, I might want to have me a drink of one or two or three. And I'd like to have a petition out there for the release of all U.S. political prisoners. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Crenshaw.
Are there any other individuals that would like to speak in opposition? Any speaker in favor?
Parvez Malik, 1901 Central Drive, Bedford, Texas. I'm the consultant representative of the applicant. If you need me, I'm here for any of your questions. I'll reserve my time. Thank you.
Are there any other speakers that would like to speak in favor? No further speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Entertain a motion, Ms. Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I had my community prosecutor to go out to this particular location. They just got back. They talked to the owner, and it bucks up to Mesquite. And so the store looked like it's in very good condition, and they running a good business. So I will be in support of this item, item number 81, Z123-208.
Is that a motion to approve?
It's a motion to move forward.
A motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Mm-hmm. Agenda item number 82 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting a planned development district for LO1 limited office district uses and mini warehouse use and a resolution terminating the deed restrictions on property on the southeast corner of East Northwest Parkway and Solta Drive.
Mr. Mayor, we sent 78 notices to property owners within 500 feet of the area of request. We received 8 replies in favor and 16 replies in opposition.
Are there any individuals that would like to speak in opposition to the CPC recommendation to approve? Are there any speakers in favor? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion, Mr. Cadet.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This project has gotten some attention out in the area, and most of the neighborhoods around there have approved this. And my understanding is ingress and egress on this property goes to Northwest Highway only, won't even go back into the neighborhood. I think that the developers have done a great deed in building a facility that the neighborhood can be proud of. They've done many things there that they didn't have to do, that they will do. There are some deed restrictions on the property which will be taken care of in the future. First off, I'd like to move to approve the change of zoning as recommended by the City Plan Commission with the ordinance and the termination of deed restrictions to come back on March 26, 2014. So we're going to go ahead and approve the zoning. The deed restrictions will come back to us on the 26th.
Do we have 2 seconds? A motion and 2 seconds. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Council Member Callahan would like to be recognized, please.
Mr. Callahan.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. I'd like to entertain a motion to reconsider item 71 on the consent agenda.
Mr. Mayor, he's asking the consent zoning docket be reconsidered to allow agenda item 71 to be separated and voted on separately.
Yes.
Let's just before
we go into the procedure, let's just be clear. What you want to do, you want to reconsider 71. So to do that,
only.
To do that, we're going to reconsider all the consent with the amendment. We got to reconsider that vote first of all.
Yeah, that's what I was asking Rosa. Right. She thought I could do only that one item, but if we have to reconsider and do an amendment, I'm willing.
You've got to reconsider the whole thing. So that's your motion.
Yes.
We have a second. Any discussion, Mr. Kingston?
Part of that consent agenda was supposed to have contained item 72. Scott Griggs is on his way down here. I'd like the council to reconsider the decision to hold it. He's in favor of it. The school next door to it is in favor of it. Scott's done his work on this and is asking us to approve it.
Okay. Let's just talk about a logistics issue. Did you get any sense of how soon he'll be down here?
He's coming from Baylor, so I assume it'll be very shortly.
Okay. Then why don't we... Let's take up the vote to reconsider right now since we have a motion and a second, and then we will hold off the reconsideration. I mean, we will hold off that vote for a little bit. So we've got a motion and a second to reconsider the consent agenda. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried. All right. We'll hold on that. Let's go through the rest, and then we'll come back to that. Okay?
Okay.
And that will take care of those two items.
We move now to agenda item number 83. This item will require 2 seconds as it is an alcohol variance. A public hearing and a resolution granting a variance to the alcohol spacing requirements from Trinity Basin Preparatory School, Oak Cliff Academy, to allow a brewer's permit and a manufacturer's permit for a proposed microbrewery, microdistillery, or winery and alcoholic beverage manufacturing on property on the northeast corner of Comal Street and East Jefferson Boulevard.
Well, I'm going to hold that item now that we've read it because it's in conjunction with item 72. Okay? So let's do item 84.
Item number 84 is a public hearing on substantial amendment number 1 to the 2013-2014 Action Plan 4, number 1. Adoption of substantial amendment number 1 to the fiscal year 2013-2014 Action Plan for the Community Development Block Grant Program, CDBG, and Home Partnership Program, HOME. Number 2, addition of the CDBG Community-Based Development Organization, CBDO, program to the fiscal year 2013-2014 Action Plan. Number 3, the use of funds for the CBDO program and the Housing Development Loan Program. Number 4, the establishment of appropriations in the CDBG, CBDO program in the amount of $1,744,142, and increase appropriations in home housing development loan program in the amount of $600,000 made possible by unanticipated program income. Are there any individuals that would like to speak on the item? Any speakers on agenda item 84? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion. We need 2 seconds.
2 seconds, please.
We've got that second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Thank you. Addendum item number 15 follows. Addendum item number 15 is a public hearing regarding an application to the Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs, TDHCA, for 2014 9% low-income housing tax credits for Wynwood Senior Housing 2 LP, a 140-unit multifamily senior project, and at the close of the public hearing, authorize number one, a resolution in support of the TDHCA 9% low-income housing tax credit application and allocation for Wynwood Senior Housing 2 LP, and number two, an amendment to the terms of a housing redevelopment loan provided for the parks at Wynwood located at 1910 Argentina Drive to forgive $425,000 of the current balance of the loan conditioned on the award of the 2014 9% low-income housing tax credit. Are there any individuals that would like to speak on the item? Are there any speakers? No speakers, Mr. Mayor. This item does require 2 seconds.
Thank you. Mr. Mordano was going to make a motion, I think.
Sorry. I move to close the public hearing and approve item 15.
Okay. And second. Okay. Thank you. Mr. Carraway?
Two.
Okay. Got it. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried. All right. Why don't we go back? What's that?
Addendum item 2, which is to be considered after addendum 15, Mr. Mayor.
Please, go ahead.
Thank you. Addendum item number 2 is a resolution authorizing approval of the City of Dallas Housing Finance Corporation, DHFC, as a conduit lender to provide development funding in the form of a loan with funds provided by FSC Asset Administration, Inc., a sub-entity of First Southwest Company, to Wynwood Seniors Housing 2 LP and or its successors and assigns in an amount not to exceed $1,750,000, in an attempt to be awarded up to 14 points under the commitment of development funding from a local political subdivision, under specified terms and conditions, and providing a firm commitment in this resolution for the Wynwood Seniors Phase 2, located at 1615 South Zang Boulevard, Dallas, Texas, 75224. Mr. Mayor, just to clarify, there is just a slight correction to the agenda information summary sheet to correct that it is not District 3, but District 1.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion. Motion is second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried. All right, so why don't we go back and take up, since we've still got all the consent items out there, I think we can pull item 71, which Mr. Callahan, I think, wanted to pull now, right? Okay. So, and we'll take up that item individually. It's already read in. Do you need to read it again?
I don't need to unless you'd like for
okay,
me.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Okay.
I'll entertain a motion on item 71, Mr. Callahan.
Okay, thank you, Mayor. I just move that we consider the recommendation of the staff and CPC, but with one change, make that approval for a two-year period, and then no automatic renewal.
All right. Good. Motion and second. Yes, we did.
We did. And we voted.
Yeah.
Wait. Yep, we did. Just go back to videotape. Okay, you guys stay with me. All right, we have a motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Thank you.
We will begin our afternoon speakers, and then as soon as we'll as soon as we get everybody here, we will take up that last item. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, now we still held number 83.
I'm sorry.
So, but that's supposed to go with...
Yeah, those two are together.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll take all that up.
Okay, thank you. All right, we're going to go to your afternoon speakers. Just to remind everybody, if you have handouts, it's important that you notify our officers at this point, as it does affect your speaking time. Individuals are allowed 3 minutes to speak. You will need to state your name and address for the record, as well as address your comments directly to Mayor Rawlings. And I will also recite the speaker guidelines. Speakers must observe the same rules of propriety, decorum, and good conduct applicable to members of the City Council. Any individuals making personal, impertinent, profane, or slanderous remarks will be removed from the room for the session of the meeting. Your first speaker begins with Ifeok Ekong. Not present. Charlene Rushing. Charlene Rushing. Not present. Herb Phelan. Mayor and Council, you were distributed a handout by Dr. Phelan.
Thank y'all for having me. My name is Herb Phelan. I'm a trauma surgeon at Parkland. And I'm here to talk to y'all today about a study that we're going to be getting off the ground shortly at Parkland called the PAMPER study. Currently, there's a controversy in trauma care about when we begin plasma transfusions on severely injured patients. Right now, if you're injured, you don't get plasma started until you actually get to Parkland. There's some strong evidence, however, that if you start it earlier after injury, that patients do better. So we do what we always do in the scientific community. When there's a question about something like this, we're doing a study on it. The DOD has given 6 centers, Parkland being one of them, a large grant to go ahead and study this question. The reason I'm speaking to y'all today is because normally if a research study is being undertaken on any of y'all, you go to your doctor sits down with you, talks about the risks and the benefits of the study. You can think about whether or not you want to take part, go home, come back, sign up for the study, decline the study, whatever you want to do as part of the informed consent. The issue that we have here with the PAMPER study, and in fact with a lot of trauma studies, is the fact that because these patients are severely injured and having to get enrolled into the study right away, we don't have time to be able to do informed consents. Consequently, we have to conduct the study with what we call a waiver of informed consent. Well, clearly, this is something that is extremely, is not undertaken easily or capriciously. The federal government has actually stepped in and laid out very, very strict guidelines about how studies that involve doing something to patients without being able to consent them ahead of time are to be conducted. This speech that I'm giving to y'all is one of those. I've been to Kwanzaa Fest. We're going to go out to the marathon before it wound up getting iced out. We've got multiple community activities at which we set up a booth to talk to people who are going to be in the catchment areas for these studies. We hired a company that made a whole bunch of phone calls out to the community saying, hypothetically, if you were enrolled in this study, is this something that you would want to take part in? Excuse me. And consequently, we've bent over backwards to meet the federal guidelines for how this study is to be conducted. And again, going out to the leaders of the community in the manner that I'm doing now, I've done it out at Denton. We've approached Fort Worth and the other catchment areas for taking part with this as well. So in the 45 seconds I have remaining, I don't have time to go into the study at any more scientific depth. But one thing I want to stress to y'all, to anybody watching on TV, talk to your neighbors about this. We have a website to try and promote transparency for this. The study is called PAMPER, Pre-Hospital Aeromedical Plasma, and the website is www.pamperstudy.com. So in the handout that all of y'all have, my name, my phone number, my research nurse's number is all over this, all the investigators' emails. And if you have any questions, please go to the website, contact me or my office. We'll be happy to go ahead and discuss it with you further. We're planning on enrolling 100 patients in the DFW area over the course of the next couple years, and that will be our contribution to this. So I'll be happy to take your questions.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming down.
Thank
Appreciate
y'all.
It.
Appreciate it.
Well, I think we've got the whole body here. So we will, if you're playing at home, let me recap. We've got consent agenda not yet approved. because there was, we reconsidered that vote. There was questions on item 72. Ms. Hill asked to postpone that till she was able to talk to Mr. Griggs. Mr. Griggs has come in, so we need to take up a motion, either come back to that same motion, or we take up another motion for consent. Judge Hill, how do you want to?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And I appreciate Mr. Griggs coming, particularly in light of the circumstances of having a brand new human being in the world. I want to make it very, very clear that there was no suggestion on my part whatsoever that Mr. Griggs had not done his work. I am certain that he has. What I asked for was time so that I could get comfortable. I asked the applicant if it were time sensitive, and the applicant indicated that holding it until next week would not be an inordinate delay. The reason, the reason I asked for the time to get comfortable is because of the person who was objecting. There is an over 80-year-old African-American congregation whose pastor rarely comes to this chamber. I want to give that respect and consideration. I am not saying that there's anything wrong with this. I'm saying I want additional time. It is not unusual for a council member to ask for additional time. And I'm having some difficulty understanding why my asking for an additional, what amounts to a week, is such a problem. And so I'm making the same motion. I want to delay this until March 5th to give me ample opportunity to get comfortable with however I'm going to vote. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Do we have a second? We have a motion and a second. Discussion. Mr. Griggs.
I'll let you make a
Wait, there was a question. Okay, so our motion is, the way a motion was in the beginning without Mr. Callahan's on it, to approve the consent agenda without, but without 72, 72 would be delayed and taken up next week. So that's her motion and second. Mr. Griggs.
Thank you, Mayor. I would like today to go ahead and move approval of this item. This item was briefed to economic development. This is the reason why we changed some of our alcohol variance requirements. This is in a very, or the most depressed part of District 1 off of Lancaster and Marsalis, west of 35. It's in one of our NIP areas, our neighborhood improvement areas, that we work so hard in housing to bring jobs and to bring economic development. This use is in an abandoned building that's full of graffiti. There's been nothing but homeless in it, and now we have a chance to bring in jobs and create economic development and bring part of the prosperity we've seen in Bishop Arts to the north and to the east. So I'm a big supporter of this, and I know if the applicant is pushed into things, certainly they would rather have it delayed a week than get it approved. But I would like to see this approved. We worked on this deal a very long time. We took it to economic development. There weren't any questions. We worked closely with all the stakeholders in the area, including the school nearby, and got them to agree to it. Even the school and their support of this, that would be great to have a jobs there and to have production going on rather than an abandoned building that's full of graffiti. And this case has also had a number of other issues that have added to delays with some other zoning issues with the, I think it was the partitioning or the, what's the term? It was too close, so it had to go through CPC for some other things. What's the term, partitioning or? The partitioning of the land. So there's already been a number of delays, and this is an area that I really want to see economic development. I want this council to send the message that we're open for getting economic development along this Lancaster, Marsalis, and Ewing corridor. I know Mr. Carraway has his own Lancaster corridor. This is my part of it in District 1 that's west of 35 near Oak Farms Dairy. It's so important that we get development going there, and there's nothing better than this use. This is an area that really deserves this opportunity to grow. So I've been available, will be available to meet with anyone in the community. Not only have we worked closely with the school and met with people in the community and the neighboring Lake Cliff Homeowners Association, which is supportive of this too, but in addition, we took this through economic development when we changed the alcohol variants and the people from the brewery came down. So this is a big opportunity, and this is the final hurdle. So I'd like everyone to, and I'll make the motion that we go ahead and we approve this item, and I believe it has a companion one that may need to be read into the record, number 83, just to get it done. This is going to be jobs. Not only that, we're going to take a very blighted building, and they're going to put millions of dollars into it and bring it back to life. So I think this is something we should move on today. The sooner it gets there, the better.
Second.
That was a substitute motion to approve, and with a second.
Yes, sir.
Discussion, Mr. Carraway. Oh, Ms. Davis, excuse me.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Scott, how far is it from the bottom, this particular location?
Well, it's going to be near Jefferson, where Jefferson runs north and south over next to Lancaster. And so this is on the west side of 35.
Because it's on the other side, as you, well, on the other side of Jefferson.
Yes. Do you know where Oak Farms Dairy is?
Uh-huh.
That would be the closest landmark.
Okay. So it's kind of ways from the bottom.
Sure is right in front of you.
Well, I can't understand that.
The bottoms are the 3 o'clock.
Okay, what's the bottom? That's the bottom.
Yeah.
That's the dairy. Okay. And so right now it's a vacant building. Now, so what do he want to put there again? I was not quite clear.
Well, a brewery will go in.
Okay.
They'll brew beer, and then hopefully they'll distribute the beer through sales to restaurants throughout the city of Dallas, and this will create jobs as well as they will rehab the building and just make it a great place for people to work.
Okay. And this will only be where they make the beer?
Correct. My understanding is it's a brewery.
Well, okay. So nothing will be sold there. It's like a distribution center.
They brew it under the rules, small amounts. They have tastings, and small quantities of beer can be consumed there for people to take a tour of the brewery. Breweries are often tourist attractions that we've seen in other districts, such as our Deputy Mayor Pro Tem Monica Alonzo's, Philip Kingston's, and Adam Andrano's.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Carraway.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Griggs, you've been working on this for a little while. In fact, you spoke to me about it months ago, if not a year ago. I appreciate all your hard work. One, let me first remind us that when the big beer and wine fight came up, we had an opportunity to do something about it. This probably at that time had we not passed the citywide beer and wine that we were seeing was going to have effect on certain areas and certain communities, we probably wouldn't be discussing this brewery today. But and however, the beer and wine is being sold everywhere. In Oak Cliff, it's everywhere. This particular opportunity is not the sale of it. I think it would be an example to be just like Oak Farm, the milk place, the Oak Farm Dairy that's there. They are basically producing the milk. And this indeed, from my understanding, is a brewery that will be producing beer. Certainly when tourists go to Oak Farm, they get a chance to sample the different juices and milks and the other things that they have. And so it's not strange or different when they go to the brewery on a tour to taste the different hops of the different types of beer. As Mr. Griggs has said, this brings about jobs. It sends a signal that we are positively moving. I do understand what is happening on the other side of the freeway, in which is the Bottoms, in which is the district that I represent. And we are currently looking to develop the Bottom and all of those things in that particular area. This is across the freeway, and this is not where the kids are running across the 35 and going over. This is not going to be an intrusion in on the neighborhood on this side of the freeway. And furthermore, it is not just sitting on the freeway. It's sitting back beyond where Oak Farms is located. So it's not in the eyesight of what is happening on the other side. I do embrace this. I do say that you worked extremely hard. I am on record being against the sale of beer and wine, but I lost. So every time beer and wine has come about, we pass those permits. So things would not be any different today. There'd be some folks that might be a little upset about it, but then there are certain things they just have to get beyond. Because on the other side of the freeway, I don't know if that Shell station that's there on the corner of I-35 at 8th Street, I have staff looking on it for me now. I don't know, do they sell beer and wine at that Shell station? They don't have the beer and wine at the station.
We cannot confirm that they...
You can't confirm it. And if indeed that they do at that Shell station, then that is right a budding Townview School, okay? Should they sell beer and wine? And I don't know. But then just down and over the bridge, you have Fuel City. That's just an earshot. And they have three armored trucks going there every day. Picking up, they're selling that much beer and tacos at Fuel City. So I would imagine, Mr. Griggs, that in proximity, if we were to measure it, we would probably be, if you were to measure going over the bridge from 8th Street at 11th, for example, versus going west over to where the brewery is, it would probably be the same distance, just depending on which way you would go. So I'm going to stop at this particular point, but I'm going to stop in support of this motion and the fact that we need to move it today and move that because you have worked hard. And the fact that you left the hospital to come over here and you got a brand new baby, Christina, hey, man, that shows a lot. Answered, what's her name? What? Catalina. Well, whatever, Miss Griggs, the new Miss Baby Griggs. But that shows the passion and the concern that you have for this particular item with me. So I'm going to move to stay with you on this item.
Thank you. Mr. Kingston.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Ms. O'Donnell, what environmental concerns are there with this brewery?
I'm sorry, none that I'm aware of, sir.
Okay. And how close is this to District 14?
I would say 2.5 miles.
Okay. Do you think of any other reason that people in my district would care other than wanting to get a drink at the brewery?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to be voting in favor of Comity, C-O-M-I-T-Y. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I appreciate all of the comments that have been made. I have not heard the answer to my question as to why a week's delay would be detrimental or adverse. I appreciate everything everyone has said, but I don't expect the jobs that would be created will disappear in a week. I don't expect that the cleanup would disappear in a week. I don't expect that the work that Mr. Griggs has done would be negated in a week. And so I haven't heard, and perhaps no one wishes to answer that question, but I have not heard in all of the discussion why a week's delay is adverse to this action. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more discussion, Ms. Alonzo?
Mr. Mayor, I just want to clarify on the motion that it are we only going to talk about item number 70?
We're going to take them each separately.
Oh, so we're going to do it separately. Mm-hmm. But this motion is for 72 and 83 together, am I correct?
No, just 72. Oh. Just 72.
Thank
Any
you
other
for the
questions?
Clarification, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. So it sounds like we're dividing, so I'll call a roll vote on this. So the motion on the table is to approve item number 72. To please, approve it.
Please cast your vote. Third.
13 have voted. We need one more.
Mr. Atkins isn't here.
Right. No, we still only have 13. I understand Deputy or Mayor Pro Tem Atkins is out. That's 14. So there's still one person that hasn't voted. I can go ahead and display, and then who? Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and display, and then we'll clarify. Councilmember Kleinman. Thank you. Voting in favor, Councilmembers Medrano, Davis, Carraway, Gates, Allen, Mayor Rawlings, Deputy Mayor Pro Tem Alonzo, Councilmembers Kingston, Callahan, Grayson, Griggs, and Cadane. Voting no, Councilmember Hill. Absent when vote taken, Mayor Pro Tem Atkins and Councilmember Kleinman, your vote?
No.
Councilmember Kleinman is voting against. The motion carries, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, we'll take up item number 82, or is 83? 83, mm-hmm. 83 with that.
All right, now we still need to vote on the zoning.
I'm sorry, thank docket. You. No. The item was for the, his amendment was to hers. Her motion was to approve the consent agenda
right.
with a delay. He's saying just approve.
Approve zoning consent.
So it was all approved.
Right. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Thank you. Agenda item number 83. I'm going to go ahead and reread it into the record, and then speakers will be called. Item number 83 is a public hearing and a resolution granting a variance to the alcohol spacing requirements from Trinity Basin Preparatory School, Oak Cliff Academy, and a manufacturer's permit for a proposed microbrewery, microdistillery, or winery in alcoholic beverage manufacturing on property on the northeast corner of Comal Street and East Jefferson Boulevard. Are there any individuals that would like to speak on the item? Are there any speakers? If you'll please come forward. Again, you're allowed 3 minutes to speak. It's important you stay to the topic and address your comments to Mayor Rawlings, please.
Richard Sheridan, 11661 Dennis Road, Dallas, Texas. I'm for granting this variance to the alcohol spacing requirements from the Trinity Basin Prep School, Oak Cliff Academy, with the following amendment. We can't stop, as Wayne Carraway indicated, the proliferation of alcohol sales in the city, but we can do a lot better in protecting our children. My recommended amendment, and I think it should be for any variance getting closer to a school with alcohol. The permittee must conduct an alcohol dangers awareness seminar at the schools. I've been talking about this for a few months now, and I haven't seen or heard any actions to educate the children being exposed to the temptations of alcohol. We are seeing an alcohol epidemic in our colleges. We are seeing in the news the tragedies of DWI accidents, like the Dallas Cowboy recently, and people getting killed by DWIs. Education of our children is the best long-term solution of our DWI epidemic. Our children suffer for lack of knowledge, and so do their parents. This is one of the best educational tools anyone can have to find out about alcohol and how it affects your body and your brain. It's a breathalyzer. It's $130. I'm not selling them, but I pray that I will be in the St. Patrick's Day event promoting the awareness of this. Go to our schools. Teach them about alcohol. Teach them about the dangers of alcohol. Teach them that 0.08 ain't good.
I think we
0.1 ain't good. This is all part of an alcohol awareness program at the schools, Mayor.
Got it.
Please.
We've got the point.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any other speakers that would like to speak on the item? We have another individual coming forward.
My name is William Hopkins. I know the alcohol people, before they came, they had our signs out like they was coming soon, Mayor Rawlings. Carraway, he was talking about he was against it, but when the votes came, he voted for it. You voted for the alcohol. I was here when they voted, and so I want him to stop saying about how much he was against.
You need to stick to item number 82.
And he voted for the alcohol people when the votes were made.
Thank you.
Are there any other speakers?
He's talking to me.
Any other speakers? No further speakers, Mr. Mayor.
All right, we got it. We got it. Got it. Please, Mr. Hopkins, you need to leave. Mr. Hopkins. Mr. Hopkins, leave. All right. Anybody else? Any other speakers?
No further speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
2 seconds. No, we need a motion and a second.
Mr. Caraway.
Mr. Mayor.
Move approval.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We got a second.
2 seconds, Mr. Mayor.
2 seconds. We got a second. Any discussion? Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried. We'll take our next speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Caraway.
No, Mayor. They have more of this stuff going on all the time.
Mr. Caraway.
I'm tired of it.
Mr. Caraway.
I'm not going to take it. They're not calling out your name. They're not calling out your wife's name. They're not messing with your family. I'm going to be respectful.
Please, speak. Speak.
Thank you. Your next speaker is Olive Scott. Olive Scott. Not present. Jennifer Smith. Not present. Matthew Kemp. If you'll please come forward to the podium. You are allowed 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record, as well address your comments to Mayor Rawlings, please. Thank you.
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Matt Kemp. I live at 6915 Windy Ridge Drive in Dallas. Good afternoon, Mayor and City Council members. Thank you for allowing me a few minutes today. My house on Windy Ridge Drive backs up to Campbell Green Park in North Dallas. The reason I'm here today is twofold. It's one, to acknowledge the partnership a small group of Windy Ridge Drive homeowners has created with the Parks Department. And then second, perhaps to provide a solution for those times when the Parks Department cannot be visible in our parks. First, I'd like to thank a few people at the Parks Department. Ruben Naranjo, Miguel Rodriguez, Jeremy McMahon, and Mike McManus, they've been instrumental in their efforts to make repairs to Campbell Green Park and upgrade it. The second reason for me being here today is the Parks Department cannot be everywhere 24/7. And at Campbell Green Park, for instance, on weekends, it's the alcohol consumption excessive at times. In addition to the kids' soccer fields getting taken over by adults, really rips up the field for the kids, especially after a rain. So as a solution, I'd like to propose a City of Dallas Parks Department VIP program, volunteers in patrol, similar to the successful Dallas Police VIP program that's in place now. The goals could be in assisting the Parks Department to be the eyes and ears for the Parks Department when they can't be there. Second, with all the new residents that we have moving into Dallas, share with these new park attendees the amenities that the park provides, playgrounds, spray grounds, volleyball courts, basketball courts, and then third, to report any illegal activities to the Parks Department and perhaps 911 if necessary. The pilot project could be Campbell Green Park, and myself and our neighbors would be happy to be part of that pilot project. So in summary, the benefits for the city would be the ease of workload for the Parks Department. They certainly have a number of parks to cover, and they are spread very thin. Potential cost savings for the city could include fewer vandalism reports, meaning less money to be spent on repairs. But really, the bottom line would be you're going to have happier residents using our parks. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Next speaker.
I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor. I don't apologize for that. Next speaker is David Williams. David Williams is not present. Dale Smith. Mr. Smith is coming forward as well. You did receive a handout on his behalf. So you do have 3 minutes to speak?
Yeah. I'm here to talk about our TV channel, Black Contemporary Television. Some of you have the layout of what we're doing. We're here basically in response to the mayor's Together program, where we're looking to bridge a gap in communication between the African-American community and the community at
microphone, if you could be right on the microphone.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. Yep. So, you know, we attended the Together conference that was, the other day, and we realized that there was a big gap in communications between the Black community and the community at large. So my partner and I have invested in the last year over $750,000 to build a comprehensive Black TV channel. It's a full power channel, KAZD, channel 55. We're a part of one of the greatest media experiences in the history of this city. We're involved in the process of being under the Azteca banner, where there's Latin and Hispanic, then there's our channel, which is Black, and right behind us is an Asian channel, Vietnamese channel. We went to Miami to the Televisa convention, and we found out that in the whole country, we're involved in the most unique configuration of broadcast that there is. Our challenge right now is to be able to attract advertising dollars, which being from that industry, you know what that means, and grants that will allow us to put the message out on the treatment of AIDS. We know in 75215, it's one of the most aggressive AIDS situations among young women under 25. We know that the Martin Luther King Center is actually paying people to come and take AIDS tests, but none of this communications is reaching into the community. So we want to actually, approach the council about giving us grants to be able to develop those programs and be able to put it out on TV. So my partner's talking a little bit.
Yeah, I just want everybody to know that Dallas is the fifth largest television viewing market in the country. And there are approximately 1.1 million people in the DFW area as of the Dallas, the recent census. And our demographic has typically been the Black demographic, minorities in general, have typically been underrepresented and underserved. So we're just asking for your support. As my partner, Dell, and CEO said, if there are resources that you guys can direct to us, whether through advertising, supporting us, different programs that you would like to see to promote, we want you to just direct your attention, direct that to our attention. And so we're here, and we're trying to be a vehicle for success. And so we want to work together in collaboration and do our best and be the best for Dallas. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate both of you.
Okay, your next speaker.
Mr. Mayor.
I'm sorry.
Ms. Davis, I'm sorry. I didn't see you.
Okay. If it doesn't come back up, sir.
Mr. Smith.
One of you. Mm-hmm. First of all, I want to say to both
Excuse
of you,
me.
I look at your show. I look at the, this is a wonderful network that you guys have started. I'm amazed to see the quality of your shows, crisp and clear. The advertisement has been extremely wonderful. And can you give them the channel again? It's worth looking at, that number channel.
Channel 55.4.
Absolutely. One of the things I did like is Chief Romeo, a talented chef that comes on. I look at him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Willis Johnson is on the show. Then you have the Real Street Blues. This is a wonderful channel, and I'm totally support you 100%. If I can find anyone who wants to spend some advertising dollars with you guys, you're affordable. You're affordable than most that I see here on the different on your different. Cost column here on the side. The other thing that I like about your TV is that it is a variety of entertainment.
Yep.
It is a variety of shows. And this is African-American owned. And I'm glad to see that our city is now moving forward to be perhaps the next Atlanta. And we still got a long way to go, but this is a start. And I'm so proud of both of you for what you're doing. Thank you, my brothers. Keep it up.
Well, we really appreciate that. And, Mayor, we show your PSA 5-6 times a day.
Thank you. Oh. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Next speaker.
Okay. Next speaker is Jada Wooten. Not present. Stephen Lewis. Not present. LaCoya London. Not present. Alvin Fuller. Not present. I'm sorry. Oh, I apologize, sir. You do have 3 minutes to speak. You'll state your name and address for the record, as well as direct your comments to Mayor Rawlings.
Good afternoon. My name is Alvin Fuller, 3163 North Dallas Avenue. I wanted to, first of all, thank you all, Mayor Rollins, for this opportunity. I wanted to express a very sincere concern concerning what has been on the agenda here lately as it relates to the LGBT. Now, I am for human rights, period. I understand that it was said earlier that this isn't about iniquity, it's about equality. That would be very nice if that were true. However, I have a hard time believing or accepting that when we have LGBT as the agenda. L for lesbian, G for gay, B for bisexual, T for transgender. Let me tell you something. I teach my kids to be moral. This country was founded on moral principles. To be lesbian is a sin. To be gay is an abomination before God.
Sir, I'm gonna let you continue. Please stop the clock. I don't let anybody talk bad about anybody in the city. So mm-hmm. Just walk that fine line for me. Thank you.
Okay. Mayor, I'm not talking bad about anybody. What I'm talking about is a way of living, a lifestyle. I'm not talking about people. If I were to say a pedophile, or if I were to say an adulteress or a thief, I'm not singling out anybody, because preferably we don't have pedophiles and thieves or adulteress among us. Amen. There are laws against those things.
Please speak to me, Mr. Kleiman, I'm taking care of this. Please speak to me.
Yes, sir. And what I'm concerned about, Mayor, is I'm having a real problem, and there are many of us that are having problems with the immorality that's being pushed on people that do have morals, that still have biblical principles. Now, gay is not a person. That's a way of life. The Bible said that these things are abominable. I still hold biblical principles. And so I don't think we should have any accommodations, any special accommodations, in light of a sexual preference or orientation.
Thank you. Your point's heard. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next speaker, DeMonica Alexander. Not present. Juan Martin. Not present. I'm sorry. Juan Martin. Thank you. He's coming forward.
Speakers that will follow are Zumba Lunks, Richard Sheridan, Sandra Crenshaw, Robert Ciccarelli, Roy Williams, Marvin Crenshaw, Dolores Phillips, and Ruth Henderson.
Good afternoon.
Ms. Williams.
Mr. Williams.
My name.
Come on.
I'm sorry,
sir. You just missed your speech. Come on down.
Juan Martin.
Thank you.
And I live at 1090 South Charles.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Just take a seat. We'll get to you in a second. Thank you. Now, I apologize.
It's all right.
Go ahead.
I expect that. But good afternoon again to the city of Dallas, Texas. I bring you good news. It's okay to say no, even though we say yes. So I stand here in reference of biblical standards as well. And I know it's difficult because I'm a man of many colors, you can see. I love people. But there's certain standards we got to keep in this world. That's why we are in situations that we're in. And so I plead to you before God as a messenger, especially you, councilman, and I hold you responsible first, that you would make a difference. Because when it's all said and done, at the end of the day, I know you have a conscience, and I like to believe that money doesn't override it. And so my concern is also with the LGBT. And I've had a hard life, but God has been good to me. And I know that God don't put us in place just to do nothing. He gave all of you guys up there a reason, and you can bow and get weak. But if we don't have a stand, then the world gonna go crazy. That's why our forefathers, if they could speak today, they would say, we need to stop a lot of this foolishness and madness and this unnecessary wisdom, because they're not here. Maybe I could try to enlighten us, to remind us of things that we got away from. We already opened the door to too many different things and peoples, and that's okay, because I'm just one man. So when I hit the grave, I pray to God that I fall on the right side, because I have issues I wrestle with. And being that I'm an ex-gangster, you know, I know we not liked as well either. So now I'm trying to walk spiritual, not religious because there's a lot of hypocrisy in America, and I'm guilty of it. You can put me at the front. But the bottom line is we need to draw some lines, because we didn't open the door to too many unclean and unhealthy spirits, and we need to stop. And I pray when it's all said and done that God don't hold a lot of us responsible for things that we think we're getting away with now that we're not going to get away with at the end of the day. You guys up there all have a voice, and if you have to walk away, then to take the pay, because we all need money, then I encourage you to walk away, because God will judge you, I promise you and I assure you, or the doors are going to be more, we're going to have a serious, more serious judgment. I'm telling you, and I charge you all in Jesus' name, especially to you, Mayor, peace.
Thank you. David Williams, Mr. Williams is coming forward. Ozumba Lunks, Richard Sheridan, William Hopkins, Sandra Crenshaw, Robert Ciccarelli, Roy Williams, Marvin Crenshaw will follow.
Good evening. My name is David Williams. I reside at 6331 Silver Moon Drive, Dallas, Texas, 75241. Today I've come to let each of you know that I've been trying to schedule meetings with you this past 2 weeks, and they've all either been canceled or never got a meeting set. I'd also like to invite you personally to my Earth Day event at Singing Hills Recreation Center. It will be April 5th from 4 to 6. And I would also like to give a special thank you to the Parks and Rec Department for another great year with the Junior Ambassador Program. And I would like to try, if possible, to get a meeting set with all of you by the end of this week.
Thank you. Study hard.
Mayor, can I respond to that?
Yes, Mr. Callahan.
Yeah, nobody has approached my office about a meeting. If you do that, I'll assure you I'll meet with you. You just call my office and set an appointment. We have an open door policy in my office, so nobody's reached out to me. But if you do, I promise you, I'll talk to you.
Your next speaker is Ozumba Lunks. Ozumba's not present. Richard Sheridan. Mr. Sheridan will be followed by William Hopkins, Sandra Crenshaw, Robert Ciccarelli, and Roy Williams.
Good afternoon, Rich Sheridan, 11661
Dennis Road, Dallas, Texas. I would like to thank those council members who voted no on agenda item 68. Jericho Day 5, the homeless, free speech, and the FBI. This is a letter that was hand-delivered to the FBI on Monday. It also went to Greg Abbott, Supreme Court Justice Sonny Sotomayor, Dallas DA Craig Watkins, and Sarah Saldana. The great line in the movie Cool Hand Luke, what we have here is a failure to communicate, applies very much today. Today, if we the people don't communicate the way our government wants us to, and more they want us to just be silent, they will turn the mic off, have an officer remove us from the government chambers, from our public place of free speech, ban us from speaking for months or a year, or indefinitely. They will even arrest us in council chambers, call us crazy, and have their propaganda newspapers lie about us and make us look like bad, malcontent misfits. I'm a bad person. The increasing restrictions on free speech and assembly are not just happening at City Hall, but in city halls, commissioners' courts, state assemblies, and certainly in Washington, D.C., which is command central for wiping their you-know-what with our sacred United States Constitution. I write to you humbly that I have played a central role in causing and exposing the increasing restrictions of free speech and assembly that have both been placed on and are continuing on with the people. NBC 5's Ken Kaltoff just acknowledged me that I'm not a loony, that I do speak clearly on subjects and provide solutions. I have already written to you about the activities of a certain city council member who has repeatedly called for my arrest, who has misused the Dallas Police Department, who has orchestrated more than one verbal attack on me using a public citizen, intended to defame me to the public, to cause me to lose it, to cause me to be arrested, or to just justify my arrest. I met with the city attorney and his assistant in December about this situation, but being the advocate for the city officials and not for we the people, he didn't care. In my 11 years as a Dallas activist, I believe I have uncovered the weakest link in city government's chain around we the people. City Hall's corruption is evidently clear in their homeless program, which is why they have been both harassing me, doing what they can to stop my advocacy to see the homeless, sending police to my home, stop me from speaking, assembling with others, and stop the Dallas Homeless Jericho event that is in progress. I've attached my last speech to the city council given last Wednesday, February 22nd. I believe it presents an excellent summary of what's going on. I call for your immediate investigation into the numerous actions in the past few months by the mayor and some city council members and the Dallas City Secretary's office to both abridge free speech and restrict the right of assembly at City Hall and other city functions. The evidence is clear in videos and recordings. Thank you for your assistance in this most important matter. We are in a mess. Our nation is in the mess that we're in because of the cheaters amongst us who use all unconstitutional, all ungodly, all immoral ways to get more than their share of the bounty that God has provided all of us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. William Hopkins is not present. Sandra Crenshaw, not present. Robert Ceccarelli, not present. Roy Williams. Mr. Williams will be followed by Marvin Crenshaw, Dolores Phillips, and Ruth Henderson.
Good afternoon. Roy Williams, 13410 Preston Road. First of all, I'd like to give congratulations to Councilman Scott Griggs and his new addition, and he can become more responsible as a human being. Mr. Mayor, this isn't that happened with Councilman Carraway. Goes to show.
Please just speak to me.
Well, I'm speaking to you. I'm speaking to you about what happened. And the reason things like that happen is simply because we don't have a clear understanding of what has happened to people historically in this country. Mr. William Hopkins come out of West Dallas, which was contaminated with lead, drugs, everything that's bad was dumped in West Dallas, and it impacts a human being's psyche. And what we need in this council chamber is people that have a better understanding about race relationship. I know you've been putting on your race conversation. I would suggest Mr. Mayor, you read this book. It's Mirrors to America by John Hope Franklin, who was Clinton's Civil Rights Initiative chairman. He had over 140 honorary degrees from different universities around the country. And he's the most respected African-American in scholastics that we've produced in this country. Now, about the cutting off the speakers. The public need a place where it can vent its anger rather than in the streets, Mr. Mayor. And you're going to have more incidents like this. You will have more incidents like this one. And it's unfortunate because we're not visionaries. We don't see what has happened to people. And to take away the rights of people to speak to its governing body, I think is sacrilegious. It doesn't serve a purpose. It doesn't hold your meetings up to have the people come to this forum to speak to you from this podium. It doesn't stop business. So why are we doing this? Simply because, and Ms. Davis, I give you honor for standing up and for what you said in the paper was reported yesterday and what you said today. It doesn't cost anything, but I'm going to suggest, Mr. Mayor, that possibly you're getting some bad advice on about how to deal with the African-American culture. And I know that's not your intent, but there are those of us in the community feel that you're getting bad advice, and to allow this takeaway from the citizens, I think will come back to haunt the city of Dallas. So on that note, I wish you all well. Scott, enjoy the next 18 years. Save your money.
Thank you. Marvin Crenshaw. Mr. Crenshaw will be followed by Dolores Phillips.
Marvin Crenshaw, 5134 Malcolm X Boulevard. My comment, briefly, I'm going to my subject, is this. Is that the people that you generally try to evict from the council chambers are the ones that stood up here when none of you could get on the council. I'm talking about race and I'm talking about economics. You could not even get on the council if you were not part of the slate in this city by the rich. You couldn't get on here. Albert Louis Lipscomb, as I told this council several months ago or 2 months ago, the first time I spoke at a city council meeting in 1972, Mr. Lipscomb was not even on the council. He was an activist like we were. And they were called, there was a council member that was calling for the mayor to stop that man from coming down here to speak. Mr. Lipscomb and Ms. Higgins and others, Mr. Lipscomb was a primary plaintiff, filed that lawsuit and opened the doors for an 8-3, eight single member districts with three at large for you to get on. Started that process in South Dallas, started the process, and still from 1971, when he was ran for the mayor of this city, up until 1984, in which I was in that election, he was banned from even being elected to the city, Dallas City Council. Roy Williams and myself came back with the next lawsuit in 1988. And still, you know, some of you cannot get over the council. And you still treat the people who stand out here and fight for your rights like dogs, like heathens, or like people who don't even exist. We've gone through in the last 2 or 3 months of honoring Nelson Mandela for 27 years in prison. We go through Dr. King. We go through all these things. But I see people just, you know, running around. I was with Nelson Mandela. But when I came down here to talk about South Africa in 1981, there were people who told me to get out of this council, get out of the city. One lady who I was walking over by Redbird and Hampton one day, I saw a big SUV come barreling down on me, talking about stop talking about South Africa. We suffer. I still suffer. We all suffer. And when I'm talking about political prisoners, Mr. Mayor, there are people in this country right now, some of them have been in jail for 30, 40 years, who are dying in jail because of their activities in the 60s.
They say Marvin J. Edgar Hoover is gone, Nixon is gone, but the people who suffered are still in prison. Every once in a while, one will come out or two will come out, but they're there. And there's a movement that's developing in this country where political prisoners will be freed, and it's going to hit every aspect of this country. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next speaker, Dolores Phillips.
My name is Dolores Phillips. You do have two handouts. I wanted to stand before you to hold the Bibles, a black one and a white one, and to say that I don't play with the word. But what I wanted all of you to know is that in the reality history of Dallas, there have never been a minority who stood and spoke the truth of corruption and racism that went without punishment. I endure your punishment. I humbly say, Mayor Rollins, your corruption, because you're the mayor, you're the heartbeat of this city. The altered 911 calls that DPD made for UPS and the tool that they raised that they never gave me was to aid and obey them, not me. When they altered the call, they altered our family lives for forever, and that still continues. Mayor Rollins, in memory of Cedric St. Michael Howard, who was courageous to speak of injustices at United Parcel Service, who allegedly committed suicide at the same workplace on January the 13th. I spoke of being threatened with innocent bloodshed, and it has happened. Mind you, I am an American, I am a minority, and I am in Dallas. And please believe me, it's not the race card, and you know this. It's just that you will not acknowledge racism. And this is not racism, it's worse than that. It's white supremacy at its worst. Now, when we're talking about the 911 call, and we're talking about the two that has been erased, I submitted Cedric St. Michael's Howard's complaint to Federal Bureau of Investigation to say that I was enduring the same thing. Never met him, never ever seen him. And when my mom told me that Cedric St. Michael Howard was her friend's son, I was in shock. Mind you, I asked FBI to make copies of all the documents that I submitted to them. It was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages that I submitted to them, along with the 911 calls that I made to 911. They only gave me 39 pages. Of those 39 pages, 17 pages that they gave to me, 17 of those pages was a copy of Cedric St. Michael Howard's complaint that I gave them. They didn't give me the other copies of me validating, proving that I am enduring hate crimes for speaking of corruption and racism here in Dallas. Another thing, the best, most brilliantly cynical way to cover up corruption and racism is to unleash different entities and fraternities and sororities to say that we are one. It's no more unlawfully insulting truth for me being a woman is to be intentionally harassed by another woman as though I should be excited that they are targeting me as sex bait. Now, we have the right to be anything we want to be. I stand as LGBT, stand proudly as they are homosexuals. I stand proud to say that I'm 100% humbly heterosexual, infinitely, and that will not change. And I will give your corruption back to you in peace and truth.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next speaker is Ruth Henderson. Mr. Mayor, while Ms. Henderson is coming forward, just to clarify for the record, as you know, there were three items, agenda item, three sets of record votes, agenda item 62 through 67, addendum 11, agenda item 68 and 51, where record votes were taken, where the record showed that Councilmember Griggs was absent. Those will be changed to show that he was absent when vote taken.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
You have 3 minutes.
First, give an honor to God, Mayor, and all councilmen seated today in this meeting. My name is Ruth Henderson, and my address is 3430 Galloway Bay Drive. I live in Grand Prairie, Texas. I'm here to speak in regards to the LGBT. And first, I would like to say that God is love, and we love every individual, and God has commanded us to love. So that includes the lesbian, the gay, the bisexual, and the transgender. However, we do hate the sin.
And I think more Christians should stand up and stand for what's right. We've become a people who go along to get along. Nobody wants to say anything. If it doesn't bother me, then I'm not going to bother it. Homosexual is an abomination to God. They speak about equal rights. What about our equal rights? What about my equal rights? How about human rights? That doesn't have anything to do with equal rights. I think every lesbian, every gay, every transsexual, bisexual, homosexual deserve pension benefits. I think they deserve retirement benefits, as well as insurance beneficiaries. However, not as man and man, and not as woman and woman. That is not what God has commanded us to do. The first institution in the Bible was marriage, and it was for man and it was for woman. It doesn't have anything to do with this transgender. It's an abomination to God, and God's word still goes forth, and it doesn't have anything to do. It's no different if it was a thief or a robber. They're not coming forth and compelling people to say, okay, come along, let me get these extra benefits, and let's have these different type of programs or so forth that we can go along with what they're doing to make it an okay thing. It's not okay. It's never going to be okay. And we need to stand up and we need to take a stand. I stand against it. I compel you to stand against it. It's not the word of God. And we should not have to have it forced up on us. And that seems as if what's being done is being forced upon us in the workplace to accept it as if though it's something that we should be acceptable to. And it should not be accepted. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was your final speaker, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Meeting's adjourned. I apologize. Mistakes. I didn't look that way.
Mr. Mayor, I just want to thank the Black Press for being here today. I see Cheryl Smith here, and there was another Black Press here, and so I want to thank them for coming out to the council meeting today. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you. Thank you. 252, meeting's adjourned. Thank you.